What's poppin'? We're in the DealsIndy.com studios for the Thursday show with Drew and Mark and Trudy for the fourth day in a row, a new record.
It feels like work now.
I tell you, 5 days is, it's a job.
It is a job.
Although you now have other duties for your off time. But, and Maz seems to be recovering pretty well. He was inquiring about Elton John tickets today, so I think he's doing better. Still says he's not, doesn't really have his voice, but he seems to have his mind.
He still doesn't know what the mystery ailment even is. That's why I'm concerned.
But if he gets his voice back, who cares?
Well, what if it's contagious? What if it's something he's allergic to and he takes it again?
Uh-oh.
It doesn't seem like anybody else is losing their voice.
He told me via text that at the hospital, once they knew he wasn't dying, they didn't care about him.
Aw.
Said, yeah, because it's a hospital.
They didn't care about him. Is he hurt?
Yeah, his feelings were hurt.
Oh, boy. Well, there are some things happening. We are going to talk to Dylan, who was bit by a shark. And it turns out he has a lot of animal adventures. He's been attacked by a bear.
Yes.
Bit by a snake.
Ago. I think he was mauled by the bear.
He seems to be a real enemy of the animal community.
He needs a show. I want to see this stuff.
All right. Layla is getting a little chirpy up there.
Layla!
There's a story on Inside Edition tomorrow. Or no, what are we calling it now? Final Edition?
Limited Edition.
Limited Edition.
Right.
About whether or not... your dog would help you if you were attacked in your house.
Right.
I kind of want to run the test that they do on Drew.
So.
See what Layla and Mags would do.
We have to get somebody that Layla doesn't know.
Yeah, or just have zoos dress up all in black. You know, come in. I have a feeling Layla would bark and Mags would go lay down.
No, not true.
What?
I don't think so. Mags is very aggressive when he has to be.
Well,
in short spurts.
He's athletic like the Belushi
Farley,
like a big guy.
Yeah, so either Farley and Spade.
When Andy Dick was talking about the fist fight between his potential lovers.
Oh, my God.
His dog got into it with them and was biting them the entire time and the calves and, you know, like in. So I think that Layla could probably do as much damage.
Yeah, she's very aggressive, and she'll mix it up with anybody. It seems like the bigger the dog, the more interested she is in getting mixed up. She has no concept of how small she is. Until the bigger dog comes after, then she kind of freaks out and runs away really fast.
Right.
Yeah, look at that. What kind of dog is that?
Little dogs always used to do that to Pepper all the time. He was chased one time by a horde of little dogs.
Did Pepper ever really get into it with a dog?
No, actually, he got attacked, too, by a springer in our neighborhood, and the thing came after him, and when he just sort of, like, turned to look at it, it started yelping and ran away, so he really...
Dogs never really fight, do they? It doesn't seem like it never happens. They bark all the time, but they never fight.
The ones on Judge Judy always do, but there's always somebody getting bit, but we were also watching on Limited Edition the story of a pit bull that
got
on the subway.
Did Mass change the name?
No, it's a Limited Edition.
I thought you said Unlimited Edition.
On.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. It's important. The distinction is very important.
It could be unlimited, though.
Yeah, I kind of like that.
It just keeps going.
Limited Edition, by the way, having a feature on incels.
Right. Yeah.
Guys who are angry. Layla!
What is her problem?
I think she thinks Trudy's supposed to treat her.
When she gets down here, yes. There's a procedure.
There is. Dogs like routine, too. This incel thing is a thing. I never heard the term until...
Yesterday. We learned about
exactly.
It yesterday. We expanded our horizons. We know what Chads and Stacys are.
I'm just so disturbed that, you know, the Colorado guys, Harrison Klebold, became...
Yeah,
you know, these loser icons.
Oh, they too were incels?
No, they weren't incels.
I bet they were.
Oh, yeah, they never got laid.
You're probably right, Trudy.
But they're losers. Just remember that.
They have a lot of worship. A lot of people really think they're cool.
They're losers.
But I would never have thought anyone would think Elliot Rodger was cool. That would never in a million years I think somebody go, hey, that guy's right up my alley.
Yeah.
Me and him. Lockstep.
Yeah, he's going to always be tied with the van guy in Toronto now.
Oh, the dork in Toronto was...
Who would you rather nail? I disqualify myself because I done them both.
No, you didn't. Nobody's done them.
No, Sinatra. It's a crazy drop.
But, you know, like...
Drop did not fit.
Like, is that most of those guys, I think their anger is fueled by the fact that they try, but they try inappropriately. And you can't go
I wonder
up
if they even try.
You can't go up and grind on somebody.
Yeah,
you cannot do that.
Forgot about that.
Okay, there's no freedom to do that. You have to figure it out.
But that story was talking about that incel community and how they're mad at women because they won't find them attractive and have sex with them. So women get shit if they don't put out, and they get shit if they put out too much.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. I know. Sorry.
We're not going to put out just because they're doing that.
Well, then you're going to have them going.
I am so happy that the women of the world threw a shutout at Elliot Rodger. I think it's awesome. He absolutely deserved to be shut out. He had no panache whatsoever.
None.
And his stupid laugh.
I think I'm going to plan a rally for incels and drive a van all over.
Oh, jeez.
What a concept.
I plan, I'm announcing this now so they know in advance.
Stupid incels.
But the thing that they were doing is they were connecting online. And see, that's where the internet is doing.
I didn't look it up. Did you actually look it up?
No, but
Unlimited Edition
told us that they had found each other. And then they're like, oh, we're finally valid. They thought they were excited by the fact that they felt validated. That
wouldn't you think they'd find a way, they would talk about how to get laid or good numbers for prostitutes that don't cost too much? Or
why can't they just do each other?
Yeah, they might as well.
They're not gay.
No, just turn
notice
out the
there's
lights.
No incel females.
Yeah, I know.
Because any guy will.
Well, a female can always get laid.
Which is really unfair.
But wouldn't you think...
Well, we turn our rage inward, too, when no one will do us.
Wouldn't you think that these guys would... I don't know. I wonder how many of them have standards that are, you know, she's out of my league kind of thing.
I bet you that's part of the majority.
They have a standard? They understand when she's out of...
No, they don't.
They
want a really hot chick.
Right, yeah.
I've known a few guys who seriously would say, oh, I'm not interested in her. And it's like, wait a second. She's too hot for you already. What are you talking about?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they just have really good taste in women, but it's like, but you're a slob and, you know, there's really nothing.
I wish women were more sex positive, but we're just not there yet.
You got to have a lot going for you if you're going to go after eights and nines. And, you know, when you see guys that, you know, really aren't doing anything stellar and they're not maybe in super shape, but not super hot. It's like, you might want to lower your standards a little bit.
Right. Are we supposed to take care of you? Is that the whole idea? Is that you need someone to nurture?
There's somebody for everyone. We know that. I mean, Lyle and Eric Menendez are married.
Yeah. One of them about twice.
No. Yeah.
They should be mad at those two because they're scooping up women that the incels could have.
That's true.
Who would you rather nail? I disqualify myself because I done them both.
Hot. The Hall Financial Hotline will have to be open at some nearby point because we're going to talk to the guy that was bit by, well, he's been having problems with all kinds of people in the animal world. And then also the Prudential Alarm Facebook page. Are we live?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I didn't see the video.
You can wave even though we're frozen.
What?
Oh, there you are.
Oh, my God. The lag is just
Brandon. Oh, Brandon almost fell over. I didn't even know you were here. I didn't know he was here until I looked at the Facebook Live.
Brandon in the house. Yeah, I didn't know that either. He really sneaks down these days. What's the name of the California killer?
Oh, the Golden State Killer.
Golden State Killer.
What a fascinating story.
Yeah, that is a wild story. And they think they have the guy. And this is the book that was written by...
Patton Oswalt's... Wife.
Yeah, his deceased wife.
She's had his former wife, Ben.
And she had not finished the book. By the way, did he marry someone who looked kind of like her? Pretty fast.
He got married pretty quick, yeah. She looks a little bit like her.
Isn't that kind of weird that she dies in 2016, he's married in no time to the girl that looks just like her?
Found the right one.
I mean, I'm happy for him. It just seemed weird.
I think that's very logical. He replaced her.
I guess it worked. I don't know. I would find that strange if I were the girl and I'm like, oh, wow, I look like your deceased wife.
Yeah, I don't have to change any of the pictures.
Well, this dude doesn't look anything like he used to.
Who? Oh, the Golden State Killer?
Yeah.
I haven't seen a current picture. Oh, boy.
Drew, I was speculating. Oh, we can talk about it when we get into it.
Wow. Yeah, 12 murders, 50 rapes, and 48 hours did a story on it. And Patton Oswalt's wife, deceased wife, did not finish the book. He helped another writer finish the book. And they think the book may have played an instrumental role because the book really pointed this guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The crimes were all 76 to 86, so there wasn't, I don't know if his DNA is in the system. It sounds like it's not. And naturally, that was just before DNA really came into play. And I'm not exactly sure what foisted them on this guy or what. I haven't read her book. But I haven't read the book.
Sounds like it's the book.
Well, fine. I don't care. This guy is diabolical, so I'm just glad they got him.
He's a former officer, and he got kicked off the force because he was busted shoplifting.
Did you see what he was shoplifting?
Yeah.
Dog repellent.
And a hammer.
Yeah. Wouldn't you want to maybe look into that guy since those crimes are being committed?
So why do you need dog repellent and a hammer?
You don't.
You do if you're breaking into somebody's house and their dog would defend you.
Of course.
He didn't even fight the charges. He had an attorney right away, but he did not defend himself. He just took it, was fired, and sort of went away. And some people were saying, wait, did he do that? Did he not fight that thing on purpose? Was he afraid they were going to dig in and find the other things?
Yeah.
Because that was the end of his police career.
It's more raping to do.
And then he was a prolific burglar, apparently. We'll get into this. We'll get fully into this.
He's got sort of a nice house, too.
Oh, does he? Let me see.
Kind of pissed.
Well, that was my one question.
Not bad. Everything is stucco in California, but he's got a Volvo. He's driving a Volvo.
Bastard.
Drew, if you're...
He's got a garage with two...
Got another car in the garage.
Yeah.
You're that guy. He's 72 years old. You know this book's coming out. Isn't that the time to move to Mexico?
Yeah.
And become an expat and retire?
It is really strange when you're being publicly named
He's lived there since 81, 82.
Well, he's also 72 years old, so maybe he just doesn't have the wherewithal, or he's just...
He could drive his Volvo to Mexico.
Get away with it this long. I always think it's great when they throw him in jail in their 70s or their 60s. It's like, you like thought you were going to have a golden sunset.
The former Nazis when they're like,
I know,
100
awesome.
Years old.
I love that. And Cosby, too.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, they're... It sounds to me like they're already concerned about the jury because of some questions they're asking about what is consent. I think that is the dumbest question. She was asleep. That's the case. She was asleep. She was out from three blue pills he gave her. That's not consent.
No.
So it's either he didn't do it or there's no consent. Well, I don't think there's any in between on that case.
There are date rape laws.
Absolutely.
Right? Remember, they started narrowing down the parameters of date rape when people were roofying people back like 10, 15
this is,
years
he's
ago?
An early roofiest.
Yes.
Clearly. Why is he handing all these girls blue pills? Five girls testify and the victim, and the jury wants to know about consent. If you're asleep, no, you can't give consent.
No, you can't.
Duh.
No.
And by the way, the girl's a lesbian. There was no sexual relationship or chemistry between Cosby and this girl.
He's getting off.
I know. I'm already concerned about it. You're basing that on the...
There's no physical evidence. Juries all want physical evidence and DNA and proof.
I'm more concerned about the fact that it's Cosby.
Well, that too.
And Tom Mesereau being a great attorney. I think, especially with cold cases, it's amazing to me how many cold cases they will convict people on murder where there really isn't much evidence. But it's just so flippant obvious. It's like, who else would it be?
I don't think he'll be acquitted. I think it'll be another hung jury.
Yeah.
Where would he go to prison if they do convict him?
Oh, some club fed, I'm sure, because he's not violent.
I mean, since he's being tried in Philadelphia, would it be Pennsylvania? Or would he go to the federal? He
can't, no. Because he's only being tried for that crime.
Yeah.
I don't know. Who cares? He's not getting these. He'll get off.
He's getting off anyway.
I hope they nail him.
No matter what.
He deserves to be nailed.
All those people falling asleep in the jury is off all the time.
Yeah, getting him hard.
It's time for Zot M59 Dodge Ram Spring Clearance Event. That means some of the best deals in the new 2018 Dodge and Rams are ready and waiting for you to take one home. Here's a deal that sounds good to be too good to be true. While supplies last, get a new 18-Ram quad cab four-wheel drive truck on a prepaid two-year lease for just $3,400. Yes, that's a brand-new Ram quad cab on a two-year lease at $3,400. No payments for 2 years. Just pay it up front. It's less than $150 a month. $3,400, two-year lease. What a cool deal that is. Plus, they have hundreds of Ram trucks available for immediate delivery. See details in their massive inventory at dealsinthed.com. And Hall Financial is a big supporter of our podcast, have been there from the very beginning, and the best place to get your mortgage if you're buying a home, thinking about refinancing, want to take cash out of your home, or anything to do with a home loan, contact our friend David Hall. All he cares about is client service. He's obsessed with five-star reviews. They want to get to 1,000 by the end of this year, which would be quite a goal. He's very goal-oriented, though. All the people who've worked with David Hall and Hall Financial say they are incredibly attentive to detail. So once you're in the loop, whatever it is you want, if you want them to crunch numbers on making a shorter loan or making a 30-year or 20-year or 15-year, I didn't even know you could do a 20-year until I heard that just recently. But yeah, there's such a thing.
It sounds like a new kind of loan.
Maybe. Hmm. Or a refi, whatever you want. They will crunch the numbers for you, and they will get them to you quickly. The industry averages 44 days. They do in 19 days. That's found money for so many people who have done this. There's no obligation to have your questions answered. You will never be handed off to a pushy salesperson. Just click the link, fill out the online form, and they'll get back to you, and they will do what it is you want. Remember, go to the website, click the link just for Drew and Mike listeners, or you can call 248-308-5000. Tell them Drew and Mike sent you. Big reasons to call or click on today: home improvements, shorten the term of your loan, or if you want to buy a new home with little money down. Dave and his team have all the programs you're looking for. Restriction supply, Michigan licensed broker lender, NMLS number 1467435, equal housing lender. And we're back in the dealsinthed.com studios.
They said,
is it Dylan time?
Yeah.
About the Golden State Killer.
Yeah.
That he, let's see. Oh, Patton Oswalt wants to be the first one to visit him.
Oh, cool.
He wants to follow up some of the questions that his wife
That's fair.
Ask and finish
and update the book.
Yeah.
Hey, whatever it takes.
Wonder how the lookalike wife feels about the deceased wife, the deceased lookalike wife getting all the attention. I wonder if people are seeing the story and going, oh my God, congrats to Patton's wife. Or they're going, oh, I didn't know she was dead. And they think the second one's dead. I didn't know she was an author. Oh my God, she's dead.
Jesus. Yeah. It's possible.
That'd be wild. Wouldn't that be wild?
That'd be really wild.
I just saw Patton last night on, have you guys seen the Comedy Central hour-long thing on Greg Giraldo?
No.
Oh, my God. I don't know how old it is. I assume it's from when he died.
Oh, no. Oh,
really good. And just some of his greatest hits are on there.
He's the God, best.
Fucking killer.
Yeah.
Oh. And I hate that he gets labeled as the roast guy, because he was phenomenal without the roasts. I mean, he's just so goddamn funny. Wow, best. He's fast. Mm-hmm. Quick on his feet.
What's that on?
It was on Comedy Central. I watched it on YouTube, actually.
You didn't say Comedy Central.
Well, she said, what's it on? Sort of like review, in review.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no. Like,
I'll take it.
That's kind of a cheap shot.
There's a bad trend going on where we're just letting people go, and I think
just live up to it. If you want to bust yourself, I'm sure Joey would be happy to walk over and chalk them up for you.
All right.
Okay, Dylan. Yeah, Dylan will be on the Hall Financial Hotline.
Dylan!
19-day average to close. 44 for everybody else.
Son of a bitch.
On vacation in Hawaii, attacked by a shark, a tiger shark. This guy looks like a surfer dude, doesn't he?
Oh, he totally is.
Let's see. Oh, yeah. He does look.
He could be a fun guy to talk to.
He's having tripping on sunshine.
Dylan!
Hello.
Dylan!
What's up?
How you doing, man? It's Drew. It's Drew and Mark and Trudy, and how are you doing?
I'm doing great.
How many stitches did you have to get?
I got seven.
Seven. Oh. Okay, and explain, what were you doing how far from the shore were you when the shark suddenly was on you?
I was like 40 or 50 yards from the shore.
Ooh. Whoa. Wow, that's a...
Were you surfing or just goofing around, or what were you doing?
I was surfing.
Oh, cool. You look like a surfer.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
I mean, you did?
You got the blonde hair.
Beat off the shark?
You're in good shape. I got a feeling. Do surfers get a lot of women?
I don't know. So far, not any for me.
No, really?
What?
Yeah. So,
are you an incel?
I don't know if I'm believing that.
I don't know.
Well, okay. are you trying to get bitten by animals in order to gain attention from women?
Oh.
No.
Definitely not.
Okay. Yeah, we need to examine what's going on with you in the animal community, but let's start with the shark. So you're out there, you're on your surfboard, and I mean, how did you realize you were suddenly faced with a shark? Just take us through it.
I mean, so I like caught the first wave. I was all excited and
cool.
I was first wave, so I was paddling out for another one, and something hit my leg pretty hard, and I had a lot of pain. Started looking around, I saw the shark underneath me, and saw blood in the water.
Oh!
I just started swimming for shore as fast as I could.
And I thought I read that you were kicking, probably swimming, and you actually felt your foot kick the shark?
Yeah, that's true. I was kicking. I felt my foot hit the shark.
Hmm.
Whoa.
Do you think it swam away at that point? Or did you didn't know?
I was just swimming for sure.
You're
I didn't
just
really...
getting the hell out.
I'm going to pretend I know, but like the difference between a boat. What kind of shark was it? Do you have any idea?
A tiger shark.
Yeah. Hmm.
What is a tiger shark?
Yeah,
that sounds bad.
They're one of the most aggressive sharks here in like the tropics.
God, tiger!
did you when you were bitten all that and you looked down and you saw it, did you go, oh my god, it's a tiger shark?
Yeah, because I saw its head, I saw like the little black lines, and I was like, oh crap! I'm like,
whoa.
I'm screwed. I gotta start swimming.
Did part of you want to jump in and bite him back?
Oh, I thought about it. It was a 6 to 8 foot shark, and they're more aggressive than the really, like, 15-foot sharks, but...
Wow, it's amazing that somebody who seems to know so much about sharks would get bit by one, because it sounds like you know a hell of a lot.
Well, I mean, I know a lot about animals, I think. So, I mean, Steve Irwin was my hero, so he's like, I'm learning things from him.
Oh, well, you're on the same track.
Cool.
I know.
Are you a Bindi Irwin fan? Just asking.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Bindi fan.
Okay. Yeah, she's doing very well. Sorry she got married recently. And she's grown up and she's pretty hot, actually.
Good for her.
Good for Bindi. Yeah. I know we've always been rooting for her. So anyway, you were bit by the shark. You needed the stitches.
If he bites you, you get rabies and you die.
I've heard that when... You run into a shark, and because you did use your brain, I mean, you recognize it was a tiger shark, you got away, you know a lot about animals. I heard that if you punch him in the nose, they freak out. Did you think about that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, if it had pulled me off my board, I was in the water, I would have been doing that.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Did you get your board back?
No.
He was on it.
When I went to the hospital, it came back to the beach. Some people said they'd watch it, and it was gone, so
dicks.
I don't have a board.
Oh, my God. You're kidding me.
Well, that sounds like a perfect reason to start a GoFundMe.
It's gone.
Yes.
Don't worry about it.
I want a board.
What is your board worth?
I don't know, maybe $200 or $300, but it was my only one, so it's like...
Damn.
No surfing for you.
I know. I mean, I'm only here a little bit longer, so it's like...
That's
I come here all the time, so I'm like... had it here to use while I was here, and it's gone. So, oh, well.
You don't harbor, like, any fear to go back in the water, do you?
I'm wrapping my leg up with super glue and saran wrap, and I'm going out tomorrow surfing. Same beach, everything.
Wait,
where are you getting a board?
I don't know that. I'm still working on that, but I've got to get in the water.
Wow, resourceful young man.
Yeah, no, you have an open wound, though.
That's a saran wrap.
Saran wrap, duct tape.
We have actual audio of yeah. This is when, as soon as he got out of the water, when he was interviewed by the TV.
It's just like, dude, you get the best barrels ever, dude. Just like you pull in and you just get spit right out of them. And you just drop in and just smack the lip, whoop, drop down, snap, and then after that, you just drop in, just ride the barrel and get pitted, so pitted like that.
Wow, that is so cool. That was Dylan right after he was bit. He sounded very together before he went to the hospital.
The adrenaline is kicking in. All right, now this is a story, though, because a year ago, you were sleeping in a sleeping bag, and a bear just decided to grab you by the head and drag you around.
Yeah, I mean, I was camping, working at a summer camp, teaching survival, and woke up, and a bear had the back of my head, he was dragging me with his mouth out of the bed. 50 feet.
Oh my God!
Well, some people are saying, I don't know, because you got bit by a snake too, right?
Yeah.
Some people are saying you were teasing the bear. I don't know if there's anything to that. That's what some people are saying online.
No, I was sleeping. I had no idea.
Were you teasing the snake?
No, I didn't even. The snake didn't even rattle. It was under a rock. It was dark out, so there's no way I saw the snake.
What did you move? Did you move the rock?
Nope. But I do play with snakes. I mean, I've never got bit handling rattlesnakes, poison snakes. So.
Wow, that is what a series of coincidences. Because there is information online. I don't know if they did a survey or what, but apparently most people have been bitten or whatever, or harassed by multiple animals from different species. They say teasing is the one thing they have in common.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's true.
No, nothing.
Okay.
Maybe you're just that delicious. Delicious Dylan.
Maybe. That'd be nice.
Hey, you should get some chicks out of this, Dylan. First of all, you're a surfer. You should have chicks anyway. But once you've been bitten by a shark, that's a babe magnet.
Yeah, and you got
all
those
babe magnet stuff.
True, he's got all those cool scars to show off to chicks.
Absolutely.
You show him your bear scar, and then you show him your leg scar from the shark, and then you say, oh, do you want to see my snake? And then you pull your dick out. Chicks love it when it's unsolicited like that.
Where, yeah, the me too goes out the window. Where's the bear scar?
On my head, and I have a couple. Like, you can't really see them on my face, but I wish they would have stuck around the scars on my face, but the ones on my head are still there.
You mean like where your hair is?
Yep.
Do you shave that spot so people can always see it?
I could.
I wouldn't want to shave my luscious golden lock. So.
Well, that's the surfer in you. Okay, so you're sleeping, though, and this bear chomps on your head. It is just like wake up survival mode, or is it kind of like, what's that? And you kind of reach back and feel a bear.
I was like, woke up. I was like, what the heck's going on? Like, I don't know if I was dreaming, but then I felt the bear's head on my head, and I just started like punching it, poking the eyes, and it dropped me. So.
Mm. Oh, you poked it in the eyes?
Yeah.
Wow. So do we know if the bear is blinded now? Is there some bear walking around like Cosby?
I don't know.
Or did he put his paw up like the Three Stooges? Try to block it.
Stories are damn interesting.
That's fascinating, though.
Hey, you know, with surfers, it seems there's so many portrayals of surfers in the media, like Fast. We love Sean Penn, yeah, and Fast Times at Ridgemont High, Spicoli, and then there was that guy, well, I guess that was you.
Yeah, Johnny Utah, another great surfer.
Do you have any favorite portrayals in movies?
What?
Do you have any favorite surfers that you've seen portrayed in movies?
Oh, yeah, Bethany Hamilton.
Oh, yeah.
She got bit by a shark.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's hot, too.
Bethany Hamilton, Alana Blanchard, all those guys.
Huh.
Do you think surfers are portrayed? I mean, they're always portrayed as these real sort of spacey, funny, you know, there's a lot of lingo. Do you think that portrayal is fairly accurate?
I don't know. Not really.
No?
Now, what about people that get attacked by bears? Is that portrayal accurate? Because I naturally think of Timothy Treadwell. Do you know who that guy is?
I don't know. I only know one person that's been attacked
by a
bear.
Who?
Me.
Oh. No, you gotta watch Grizzly Man. You've never heard of the documentary
Grizzly
Man?
Oh, that's Tim Treadwell. I forgot.
No.
Oh, Dylan.
Adams?
No. This is a real life weirdo that decided to go live with the grizzlies out in Alaska, and he filmed everything. And he would be very close to him. One, he got really excited when Mr. Chocolate took this big dump. Like, he's like, this is just inside him. So he lived with them, and guess what? Spoiler alert, they attacked him and killed him.
Ate him.
Yeah, that's the end of the movie.
You heard about it?
Yeah.
It's a fascinating documentary, and being through what you've been through, because he got attacked in the same way. He was sleeping. I think you would appreciate it.
And you see the camera just flying around like somebody dropped it.
Yeah. But no one's allowed to hear the audio anymore because the director heard it and decided no one can ever hear it.
Yeah, he can handle it, but we can't. Apparently.
But maybe since you've survived a bear attack, he'll let you hear it if you get a hold of him.
Cool. Dylan, you probably don't watch a whole lot of TV, though, right?
Not a whole lot. You're
pretty outdoorsy.
I used to watch Steve Irwin, but that's about it.
Just Steve Irwin.
Steve Irwin, yeah.
Did you watch that other guy who's on YouTube, Coyote? What's his name? Do you know what I'm talking about, Tree?
Oh, yeah.
The guy who gets bit by all kinds of insects and everything?
No.
Yeah, Dylan's not really trying to get bitten by all these animals.
That's true.
Coyote Peterson.
Sorry, I thought it was his hook, Drew.
Yeah, it is
I
a good hook.
I just spent time out in the woods. It's like, it's bound to happen, I guess.
It seems like that's an extreme streak of bad luck there. Now, did you call your parents and tell them, hey, I got bit by a shark?
Yeah, and they were surprised. They didn't believe me. I had to have like EMTs tell them.
You had to have TMZ tell them?
EMT.
Or EMTs.
And then TMZ.
Yeah, probably TMZ too. What about coverage in the media? Have you seen yourself on any? Have anybody interviewed local news or anybody?
Dylan!
Oh, yeah. A lot.
Did you catch it on TV? Did you watch the coverage?
I did a little bit. It was kind of cool.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I'm not knocking it. I'm sure some of it's online, too. But I was going to say, when you called your parents, it seems like, couldn't you have asked them to maybe, I don't know, put a couple $100 in your account so you get a new board?
I don't know. I'm not one to, like, ask for something like that. So it's like, well, I'll just figure it out.
That's very resourceful of you and unusual of you at your age. I'm impressed.
Yeah. What do you do when you're back in Colorado?
I trim trees, I weld, I've worked on ranches, I teach survival, just kind of anything to make money and then go on another adventure like that.
They're around the wildlife.
Wow. I'm kind of jealous.
I'm
amazed. Great livelihood.
I'm blown away. 20 years old, already doing all that stuff and making a living and doing all these crazy outdoors things, surviving shark bites and bears and snakes, and amazing, Dylan.
It's a great story.
Yeah. We'll be looking for the next one. I hope it doesn't happen anytime soon, and I hope you find your way to a surfboard.
Yeah.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you, Dylan.
Thanks, Dylan. Be safe.
Right. Bye, Dylan.
Enjoy the rest of your time. Dylan!
Wow. I think the worst one would be dragged by that bear.
Oh, my God. I can't believe
shark
that.
Shark bite, meh.
I keep picturing this blind bear walking around in the woods, just clueless. Yeah. Other bears are pointing him in the right direction. People are getting away from attacks because the bears can't find the person. It's bizarre.
He's so frustrated. He hasn't eaten anyone in days.
Dylan McWilliams.
He's got to go down to like Florida and try to get bitten by an alligator next.
Oh,
I don't understand.
Be the next logical animal to be bitten.
That's a
good
idea.
Why is this guy not getting chicks? That's just really weird. I think he's too busy for chicks. Yeah. Maybe.
Maybe he doesn't want them. Maybe he's an. Well, he wouldn't be an incel because he could get chicks.
Oh, he could definitely pull.
He's just
chicks.
Celibate. He's one
Who knows? Maybe he's waiting for the right one.
He's one of nature.
It could happen.
Hey.
Hey. Because we are a rock and roll show, I thought I would mention they were doing a sort of a post Coachella rundown. And the Coachella's been. Have you guys been reading about Coachella this year?
Don't you mean Baychella?
No!
No,
I don't.
The droop in Drew's face. Eyes closed, he looked down.
I was so annoyed when I saw that. But it was all over the place. Her first performance, she came out of Crazy in Love.
Yeah.
Which was a huge hit.
Yeah,
and that was kind of cool. And they had, was that the USC marching band or something?
I don't know.
Yeah. It was a giant band. I mean, just a huge brass band behind her. It's like they had a stand set up. You know, it was temporary stands.
Yeah, the
incredible.
Bleachers.
Yeah, bleachers. Yeah, that's what I was trying to say. Yeah.
And then Michelle Williams wandered in from Destiny's Child.
Yes. And Solange, too, right?
All right. Yeah, Solange.
Yeah, I kind of like this song. Is Jay-Z in this song, too?
Yep. They were Crazy in Love.
That's right. I don't think they're as crazy in love as they were then.
Well, no.
Just a gut feeling.
Yeah. He cheated on her.
Well, that, and then it was a long time ago, too.
It's Jay-Z, though. Doesn't she out-earn him?
Jay-Z,
Jay-Z does not seem like a chick magnet to me, other than the money. Take the money away. Does he pull this chick? I don't think so.
No.
I mean, not even close.
Jay-Z, the guy who's selling sneakers, he's no.
No. But, think about this just as an example. Bill Murray, let's just say, I don't know, Bill Murray's a traveling salesman. Don't you think he'd pull chicks anyway?
Yeah. It's his personality.
It is, really is.
Yeah.
It's not his looks. And Jay-Z, it's not his looks either.
There's the whole band. It's a lot of butt. What do you, you put a Craigslist ad out that said we just need a lot of butt?
Yes.
They must have. I was surprised she allowed that many asses that were nice to be next to her ass. Because it's like 50 asses and hers is just another ass.
That is pretty cool with the whole band, though.
Yeah. I thought it was great. I thought it was really good. And I like the song anyway. Ooh, I kind of like that, too. She's running her hands down her body.
Talk to my friends so quietly. Who we think he is? Get what you did to me. Finish, you don't even need to buy new dress. You ain't there, ain't nobody else to impress. The way that you know.
Oh, look at all the phones.
Oh! Oh! Okay, now get off. Can we hear one fucking song?
Coachella.
Wait, where's the N-word?
That's a lot of N-words there.
I remember the N-word in this song.
Out of hair.
Oh my god, that's quite the workout.
Am I crazy? Is this the USC marching band? I thought it was. I might be
BSC by marching. I don't know. I'm trying to make everything
probably
the BSC marching.
Anyway, you know, this performance was, you know, universally lauded. People just loved it, and they streamed it, and some insane amount watched it on the stream that weren't at the show. Well, the second week, people were bitching because it wasn't streamed. So in other words, you couldn't watch it for free. People seem to think that we should see every performance free.
How different was
are
it
you
gonna
kidding
be?
Me? That's the other funny thing, Mark. They were complaining that it was the same set.
Well, yeah, that's the point.
Right? That's what they do. They come up with a set that works for them at that point in time, and they get it down, and they're slick as hell. And she...
People really think in a week they were going to redo the whole
set.
Yes,
apparently
people.
Yeah. I didn't think that.
Hire new ass to come out and shake.
People complain that it was the same show. Oh, that's like going to see a comedian, and then the next day go, oh, my God, the same jokes.
Yeah.
What, they think they just come out and make up jokes as they go along every night?
That's
really?
Stupid.
Yeah, so
yeah.
So she ended on kind of a sour note because not only did she not stream it, somebody at the show streamed it on Instagram, and so all these people flocked to Instagram, and the quality was just for shit. It was horrible. It was 240, I guess.
Of course.
And some people were so bummed.
Of course, but it was terrible.
Anyway, there were some interesting notes, I thought, on Coachella. One was that people loved David Byrne. He played both weeks, and they said at the sunset he played Once in a Lifetime, which he doesn't always play.
Ah, cool.
Did you see it?
Maybe my favorite. No, I did not.
Let's see if we can find it.
Maybe my favorite Talking Heads song.
Yeah,
certainly one of them. Letting the days go by. I love the original video too, with him in those glasses and the suit. There you go. He is just so damn cool. Come on, Talking Heads, do a tour.
Thank God someone filmed it from their phone.
Now, this better not be done in some world music way or I'm going to be pissed. No world music version, please, David.
No world music. Nice try.
Oh, no, what happened?
Shh. Oh, what?
Sorry. You only listen to that. That's all you get.
He's dancing all crazy, too.
Is he?
I'll put it up on the TV.
In that hole.
Hey, it looks like he's drunk.
Can't dance, make up your own.
It's weird because he's got a Madonna mic on, but he's not holding anything in his hands. And he's not dancing. He's just got a, looks like a preacher.
In a beautiful house. With a beautiful wife. You may ask yourself, well, how did I get?
What? He's got his own marching band too.
It's World Music Music Fide.
Can't get over the fact that the way he's presenting it with his hands. I don't know why.
It looks a little weird. I would rather he did it like he did it in the video than that. It's okay. It sounds pretty good.
Up, there's a phone.
Oh, there's a ton of them, Trudy. Most of them in landscape or letterbox. That's nice.
Oh, Trump is there too?
Wow.
Anyway, yeah, David Byrne got big marks. And also,
this is so weird. The band.
Is this from the show, too?
Yeah, and the band, like, they're basically in formation. So there's multiple drummers. One has a snare, one has toms, and then, you know, everything's cordless and wireless, so they're marching along. It's weird.
There's the dorky guy with the keyboard around his neck.
Yeah. Did I explain that correctly? I don't know if that made sense.
Yeah.
But it's not like a regular band setup.
They kind of lined up like bowling pins or something. Yeah.
Does David Byrne seem horribly underrated to you?
Yeah.
Well, I think because he just vanished by his...
He got world music-fied.
He did. Yeah.
This is pretty cool. I don't know. It's different. I like it.
No, he's always different. He's always cool and unique in his own way. I just think he's a fantastic artist. And damn it, if Talking Heads did a tour, and they are alive.
Yeah. Well, maybe
I think it'd be a huge, huge tour. But that doesn't really matter to David Byrne. He's just not that kind of a guy. Yeah. To his credit, I guess. Anyway, he got
big
marks. Eat soup
money.
Yes. Greta Van Fleet also got some big marks in this USA Today rundown. Those guys seem like they're just so close to blowing up.
Oh, they've done it, haven't they? They made Robert Plant jealous of them.
Yeah, Elton John's a big proponent, mm-hmm. too. And here they had a couple good nights at Coachella, so maybe they're about to enter a new stratosphere. The Fleet!
Yep. Yeah, they were in high school last year.
I know.
That's awesome.
Three brothers.
Cultural appropriation of Native Americans. Well, maybe he's Native American.
From Frankenmuth?
You never know.
I think they they were talking about him and his, like, goofy clothes that he comes up with when he goes out into a... He's a rock star!
Oh, yeah, he is.
Exactly.
I know. Oh, by the way, people keep sending me the video of the Foo Fighters with...
Rick Astley?
Kiss Guy.
With who?
You seen the Kiss Guy and the Foo Fighters?
No.
They dragged somebody out of the audience, probably, you know, pre-planned this. But
Confederate.
They pulled a guy out who was in his 20s, and he had jeans, makeup on, sort of like, and really long hair. And Dave's like, all right, let's see you pull this off. And he hands him the guitar, and the dude was awesome.
He shredded?
He shredded.
What did
he
play?
What did they play? Monkey Wrench, yeah.
Oh, really?
And
I saw that.
It was so great. And people are like, you have to talk to this guy. Kiss Guy. Oh, that's kind of his name, so I don't know. But
okay,
But yeah, but it,
who are you? Yeah.
He was good. He had good stage presence as well. He didn't just play well. He also had
It sounds like such a Confederate thing. Do you really believe they just yanked him out of the crowd?
I never believe
it. I don't know. I don't believe they just yanked him out of the crowd, but I do believe that they find out.
I've seen a couple yanked out of the crowd that were actually pretty cool. There was the Bruce Springsteen, the kid who had a sign that said, I can play.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if it was Brilliant Disguise or something.
Uh-huh.
And so Bruce said, all right, come on up here. And they brought a guitar out. And it took, the reason I believe it, because it took long enough that it seemed like they weren't ready for it.
Right, yeah.
I think he surprised his own crew. Yeah. And the guy played okay.
I mean, if you can imagine, this guy's playing with the Foo Fighters. And he's just shredding.
Does he go into a solo?
He does, yeah. But
he does a solo?
I think he does. Towards the end, he like rips off the. Just.
Let's see if I can skip.
Look at him, though. I mean. There he is. This guy can jam. Dave's like stunned.
Yeah, Dave's laughing. Did you happen to see the girl?
I might have a number for him if you want to call
kick
him.
Kick ass.
Yeah, sure. Did you happen to see the girl that McCartney called up on stage?
Oh, no.
I don't know where the show was, but it was in
the. How many legs did she have?
She had two.
Okay. He's learning.
You have to count now.
It was in a foreign country, and I don't think she spoke English.
Oh, really?
It was all very weird. I'm not sure why he brought her up, but he thought she was going to say something else, and she said he couldn't understand her, and finally he realized she was saying, I want to play bass on Get Back.
Oh, really?
He's like, huh? Mm. He was like, I wasn't really expecting this. And he goes, can you really play bass? He's like, yeah. And he says, okay, bring a bass out. And she played bass.
Oh, wow.
I don't know how well she was really playing because he was playing also.
Oh,
and
yeah.
She was kind of on his mic. And it was very funny because it appeared to be, I believe it was entirely spontaneous, like more spontaneous than he wanted it to be.
Yeah.
But it all kind of, you know.
Well, that's a shaky moment. I mean,
it was very.
You can have a.
It was a high wire act. Right. Absolutely. And, you know, he spent a lot of many, many hours on stage.
Yeah. And if it goes bad, you know, then you have to. Ugh, boy.
Yeah. Well, you know, mm-hmm. Sometimes it goes bad. You make fun of it and people remember it even more and they appreciate it.
Yeah.
This guy's name is Yayo.
Oh, that's right. Yayo.
All right, let me do the break and let's give him a call.
Already?
Cool.
How'd you find his number so fast?
Because he has it on his website.
So
he's got a band. He's got an album available.
Mothership.
Mothership! Okay, when people solve their vision issues, they get an immediate lifestyle boost. Dave wrote us after he got his multifocal lens implants from Dr. Yalo and said he left at 2:30, came home, napped. Now it's 6:30, I'm typing this on my phone without my glasses, something I couldn't have done in the last 8 years. I'd be happy to provide firsthand, unpaid testimony of the experience, and there he's just done it. Dave is 50, and with the multifocal implants from Dr. Yalo, he's set for life with better than 20/20 vision. He won't need readers, glasses, contacts, and he will not get cataracts, which we're all waiting to get, apparently. Dr. Yalo is Michigan's leading LASIK leader. No, he's Michigan's LASIK leader with over 30,000 procedures. He's the only one in Southeast Michigan with the CATS system, the most advanced LASIK, that gives better than 20/20 vision, something you have to experience to truly understand. It takes 5 minutes. It's painless. Get a free evaluation. Get the Drew and Mike discount. Call 1-800-398-EYES, 1-800-398-EYES, EYES, or go to yaldoeyecenter.com. Gold Star Law, if you're working more than 40 hours a week and not getting overtime pay, it could be breaking the law, even if you're a salary employee. That was made the law, I think, in around 2012, 2013, during the Obama years. And if this is happening to you, you should be calling Gold Star Law. Or if you lost a promotion, missed a raise because of your age, race, or gender. Or if you've been Me Too'd or injured on the job. All those things. This is a busy area of the law right now, and Gold Star have been doing it for a long time, and they get more cases than anyone. Actually, more employment law cases in Michigan last year than all the other firms combined. So this is their wheelhouse, and this is kind of their time, it would appear, at Gold Star Law. Get Gold Star Law, get the money you deserve. The meeting, of course, is confidential. If you've got a case, you can move forward. If not, they don't contact your employer. So, you know, it's all up to you in the end. You can do what you want. You can go forward and get the money you deserve, or you can go back to work if they don't believe you have a case, or change jobs, or whatever your next step is. But call 248-851-GOLD. What do you have to lose by meeting with Gold Star Law? 248-851-GOLD. Click goldstarlaw.com. Do it. And we have had success with people in our audience who have taken cases to Gold Star Law, and they've taken them, and they've gotten one guy I know didn't get overtime for, I don't know how many, it was a long time, it was like 4 years or something. It might have been more than that. It was a lot of money.
What is the problem with paying people?
Oh,
no, nobody wants to pay anybody anymore.
The shit people try to get away with. I think I talked about the radio station I worked at where I had 40 hours, no, I had like 44 hours automatically for all my responsibility. And then there was other hours I worked. Basically, every week I had 50 hours. No matter how you cut it, I would work about 50 hours. And after 40, they paid you declining wages.
Oh, right, yeah.
To encourage you to get everything done in 40 hours. It was totally against the law. Everyone knew it. But a lot of the people had been there a long time. It was like, well, what am I going to do?
Let's rock the boat.
Is it 10 hours a day, isn't it? I put in work.
A few people tried to argue with the boss's wife who did the payroll, and she was real just a beast, just a horrible beast.
That's nice.
Speaking of horrible beasts, I think I've had more email about one item in the last 3 days.
I know
than
it is.
Yeah, possibly anything in the last few months. Outside of maybe Andy Dick, he does draw a lot of, and he gets a lot of attention when he comes on. And
he
it's
gets
all
appreciation,
good.
Right?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. No, he's a great guest. Sure. There's no arguing that. The beast at Fresno State. Mm. Everybody wants me to pull my six kids out.
And,
because she is not going to be disciplined.
Well, according to what I saw, you've pulled four kids out already.
Well, that's possible. I'm trying to be quiet about it at the moment. I haven't contacted the mother of the twins yet.
Where are the
so,
twins?
I know. It's very complicated with six kids by five women, but yes, I want to pull them all out.
Great.
I'm amazed she's not even being disciplined. I would think there'd be something.
Yeah.
Something. She's embarrassed the university. She tied up the suicide hotline. I mean, she really thought it was funny. Now, I read in one place that she gave out Arizona State's suicide hotline. And Arizona State was angry.
Wow.
Because their line was clogged with people calling and complaining. And the president of Fresno State, she tweeted at him when she said, I make $100,000 and I have tenure and I can't be fired.
Well, that's what she should be disciplined for, talking about how much money she makes.
Oh, right. Revealing.
Oh, gauche.
Yeah.
The whole thing was so obnoxious. And, you know, I had one email from somebody who I was sort of surprised at their reaction. They said, well, you know, freedom of speech. I'm down with that. And I guess if there has to be a reason that she's not fired or disciplined, I suppose that's the best reason. But freedom of speech is not I'm not saying she should be arrested. I'm saying I don't think she's attractive or she's a good thing for Fresno State in terms of having students in her class. And I've seen her greatest hits tape, too. She clearly hates white heterosexual men. Some of the previous things she said are very inflammatory. This, though, when the president's mother and wife dies and you're representing Fresno State in your own weird little world.
Not a good look.
It's really bad.
That's pretty bad. Really,
pretty horrible. Yeah. I'm glad she's dead and I hope they all, I mean, come on. I suppose we're going to get another round when, if George dies.
Oh, she'll double down on it?
I think she will.
Yeah.
He's never dying.
No. He's like,
he's out of the hospital.
Is he out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
H-dubs. Mm-hmm.
God, he was crying at the funeral. And he was really stoic for a long time. And then I think they brought out some letters she had written him or something.
She'd be like, she'd be ragging him for crying.
She probably
man
would.
Up. You're crying
man
for.
Man up, George.
Yeah. Grow up here, Georgie. Do you see the picture, you know, with him and Melania and the Obamas and the Clintons?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Online. She's the one that said, the new Avengers movie looks sweet. Because he's in a wheelchair.
I guess that movie's going to do some amazing business.
Yeah.
Hey, I've been seeing the picture of him and Babe Ruth lately. Because
oh, yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, him and Babe Ruth. He was the captain of the Yale baseball team. He played first base at Yale. And Babe's doing some presentation at home plate. Pretty amazing stuff.
That's isn't that cool. An amazing intersection of these two powers?
Absolutely.
The like powerhouse of baseball and the man who would cool, become the president.
Yeah, the Babe. You know, it's funny. None of us saw the Babe play. None of us were alive when Babe Ruth was alive. But he is so mythical to me. Yeah. My friend Alec had a poster of Babe Ruth. One was resting the bat on his shoulder, and he's just got that huge face, and he just, I don't know, something. You know, the calling the home run for the kid in the World Series, and the fact that he was an orphan. He was raised in an orphanage.
Did he call it for the? He didn't tell.
He pointed to center. Yeah, but it wasn't the kid. I'm gonna hit a home run.
Oh,
for
I thought
you
that
today.
Was Gehrig that said he'd hit the and the kid. And the kid got greedy and said, "Can you hit two?" And Gehrig was like, "Fine."
I don't know if maybe
I thought that was the Bambino.
The yeah, I thought, was the, it the Bambino? I thought the Bambino
I thought that
did
was
that.
Gehrig. You're probably right.
Yeah, because he pointed towards center field, and that was
well,
supposed
I knew
to be
that
kid.
One, yeah, at Wrigley.
Yeah.
Was it Wrigley?
The called shot. Yes, in Wrigley in 29.
Babe Ruth called shot.
And he loved kids, and he did.
Bambino!
He was known for spending a lot of time in hospitals with kids in orphanages because he lived in an orphanage in Baltimore. Yeah. He grew up, was raised in an orphanage.
I've been to that house.
Really? In Baltimore?
Yes.
No kidding.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. It's like a Babe Ruth museum. And
really? Oh.
Yeah, man.
Joe Vetting sent me a text the other day, and he was asking me about, did I think Babe Ruth was the greatest baseball player of all time? And he was saying, I didn't know he didn't have 3,000 hits, which is sort of a, that's a very...
anomaly.
Well, there's just, I think the... It's considered the best hitters have 3,000 hits, and I was pointing out that, but wait a second, he was a starting pitcher for 4 or 5 years, and he played every fourth day, and he also had all those walks.
But isn't that kind of misleading, the 300 wins, because the eras are so different, and they change. He just dominated his era more than anybody dominated an era.
Well, I think the 3,000 hits is a misnomer for him, because he had more walks than anyone in the history of baseball at that point. I don't know if anyone's passed him. I
think
maybe
they have. Bonds has?
Bonds probably did pass him.
That's
but
the record.
Many...
The record no one will break is the intentional walks that Barry Bonds got.
Yeah. The record's
232 walks in one season.
Babe Ruth currently has is like the most all time, like slugging percent and OPS.
What's his OPS career? It's
1.164.
Yeah.
What is it?
OPS plus is 206.
Wait, what's his OPS? His slugging plus
1.164?
Batting average? Oh, 1.164. Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's number one, isn't it?
Of all time.
Oh, yeah.
He was a .344 career hitter. He had 714 home runs. His home run percentage is higher than anyone but Mark McGwire, who cheated.
Roids. He had roids, too.
And he has the highest WAR of all time, too.
He had roids, but he smoked cigars and
he
drank like a
fish. He would have been much better. He ate like a madman. He drank like a fish.
Could you imagine if he worked out in the offseason?
Oh, my God.
He
would have been a monster.
I know.
That's all right.
He was an incredible... Just an amazing. It's weird. I never was alive 1 minute that he was alive, and yet I feel like I don't know. He just is such a large figure in sports, and so beloved too. Nobody. You'd think something shitty would have come out about him by now.
Bonds
he beat his wife. Or,
wasn't he a major womanizer?
Yeah, he was a womanizer, but that's okay.
Bonds had 688 intentional walks.
Yeah, that'll never be broken.
How many Babe have?
120 in one season intentional walks.
Wow.
Babe Ruth had
344 batting average.
He doesn't have. It doesn't
see,
say
that's
any.
No. They probably didn't. Did they really intentionally?
They may
walk
not
people?
Have. They may not have kept track.
Probably just beamed them like real men.
Yeah, he had 2,062 walks, but it doesn't say which ones were intentional and which.
Is he second in walks all time?
Probably. Barry Bonds had 2,558.
Roids or not, Bonds should absolutely be in the Hall of
Fame.
But
the roid years, I mean,
so what?
He hit 55 home runs a year from the age 35 to 39. He hit 33 a year from 30 to 35. What the fuck is that? Give me a break.
I don't care. He's the best thing in baseball at the beginning of the century, by far.
If he kept up, if he kept his average up from 35 to 39, which no one does, he would have 110 less home runs.
He made
not to mention
worth
all,
watching.
He would have way less walks, way, I mean... Well, I thought he was a great player. I just didn't think he was that good.
If he didn't
take
my dad said you ruined baseball.
If he didn't take roids, he would be in the Hall of Fame.
By the way, look at Sammy Sosa. Anybody give a shit about Sammy Sosa?
I know. Can you believe how white he is now? Have you seen him lately?
Yes, I know. It's really something. What is going on there?
It's hilarious.
What is up with that?
Have you seen how white Sammy Sosa is?
I think you guys showed me a picture. Where?
It's just weird.
Oh, wow.
But it's not a it's not a, Caucasian white. I don't know what kind of white that is.
It's not a...
What is that?
What did he do?
A true pigment.
What'd you do?
Oh, do you have the picture where he's in that, like, in that cowboy outfit?
Well, maybe staying out of the sun.
Yeah, that's it. Look at him there.
Oh, my God, how bizarre.
So weird.
Who's the chick?
That's his wife. She's really? White now, too.
Oh, maybe that's why he did that. Why to is he match a cowboy her?
Doesn't Sammy suddenly look really old?
Weird.
And weird. More weird than old, I guess.
Yeah.
He looks like the dude that sang the Macarena song.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Los Del Rios? Los Del Rios? Is that their name? The Macarena?
I can't even remember. I was never a big fan.
Okay, so back to Beirut, you now have Ohtani. Shohei Ohtani.
Interesting, very interesting. He hit home runs in the first three games outside of his start as a pitcher.
Yeah.
He's the first person to do that, I think, since Babe Ruth. I believe that was the Babe Ruth's pitching stats, by the way, 94-46, 2.28 ERA. Pretty amazing. 3-0 in the World Series.
That is crazy.
His World Series ERA, I think, is under 1. Pretty amazing. And that was for the Boston Red Sox before the curse of the Bambino when they traded Babe to the Yankees.
I'm the man who has the ball. I'm the man who can throw it faster than fuck.
No, that was also before black people played. So,
well, but there were less franchises, too. There were only 16 teams in.
Yeah, but less people.
What about the parks?
Less people in general played.
I don't know about that. Do we know that? I mean, less people in general played.
Well, not everybody was into sports back then.
He's still incredible.
I know, I'm just being a dick.
Did they all have to have part-time jobs, too? All of them? Then?
Yeah, they worked in the off-season. They worked in the off-season in the 60s.
Did they?
Yeah, absolutely.
Remember the uproar that Babe Ruth made more than the president? I had a better year.
That's what he said.
Great line.
I know.
Such a great line. But now, it's not even close.
Yeah, and that was 80,000 in 1929, I think, and Herbert Hoover... Well, Babe made 85. I think Herbert Hoover made 80. Again, and the amazing, mythical.
Who drove the economy more? Probably Babe Ruth.
Oops.
Well, 29, it wasn't so hot. Probably Babe. Want to call the Kiss guy?
Yeah.
On the Hall Financial Hotline?
Yeah, yo.
We may wear out the Hall Financial Hotline. We're going there.
Huh. Is there a limit?
No. What's the guy's name?
Yayo.
Yayo?
Y-A. Y-A?
This is the guy that was shredding?
Yeah. Is this a song?
No, this is a Scarface song about Yayo.
Oh.
You don't want to hear Mothership?
Yes, I want to hear Mothership.
It sounded just a smidge on the wimpy side.
It sounds like Dave Grohl. He's trying to sound like Dave Grohl.
Yeah! But why is he face painted to be like Gene Simmons?
He's confused.
Stand out.
Start rocking, yayo. Oh, I can feel it building.
Hey, you've reached Benny Ronan. Please leave a message and I'll get back with you. Thanks.
Huh?
What?
That's a tone.
Let me try that again.
Where's Yayo?
Brand's little fingers, once again.
Song's not bad.
It's okay.
I can hear this.
It's
on
not
radio.
Bad. It's really not that bad.
I don't know. I guess it's okay.
Hello?
Is this Yayo? Yayo? Hello? Wait, I hear somebody.
Oh,
no?
Yayo. Yayo.
What happened?
Brandon's little fingers hung up on him.
Damn it.
Brandon's got crazy fingers. He had his hands transplanted like that guy in the movie, the pianist.
Oh, yeah.
And he got he didn't play piano, but when his hands were cut off and he got them transplanted, he got the hands of a murderer, but he didn't know it.
Idle Hands?
Yeah. Is that the name of the movie? And he started strangling people and he's fighting with his own hands.
Right? How do you fight your own hands,
though?
Brandon's
hands are transplanted. He doesn't know what his fingers are doing. That's why he's so much trouble dialing numbers.
Do you remember Dudley, the guy that had alien hand syndrome?
Yes.
Was not a fan of ours.
No.
Hey, you've reached Jenny Ronan. Please leave a message and I'll get back with you.
Leave her message. Maybe this is his manager.
At the tone, please record your message.
Play some more Mothership.
When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey, this is the Drew and Mike show in Detroit. And we were just watching Yayo shred with the Foo Fighters. And we were hoping to talk to him. Maybe you're his manager or I don't know who, but hopefully you can get him to call this number back, the 248 number, which I'm sure is there for you. All right. See ya. We'll listen to Mothership, by the way.
Excellent.
Also, bye.
It seems like the bye would trump everything. You go, what the fuck?
She was going to call us back until that.
Hey, we might have a very nasally person who works here.
Maybe she's a fan of Big Mouth.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
Oh, man. I love that. Who is that?
What?
Who from says bye?
It's from Big Mouth.
Oh, it's one of their...
I can't remember which character.
Also, bye.
It's the TMZ kid.
That's right.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Are you going to get Hillary's book?
Oh.
No. I have no interest whatsoever.
You want to hear a fun story about it?
Comey's book sounds interesting.
I'm back!
It's early publishing numbers. It's killing.
Yeah, I
it
heard.
It really is.
The new book's a New York Times writer wrote it called Chasing Hillary. Mm. And so stories have come out here and there about it, which are mostly, nothing big.
No revelations.
Not really. Other than that, she's not a lesbian. That was one revelation that she liked.
I'm less interested in the book now.
And that she drinks a ton. But we kind of knew that, didn't we? That she
I don't know. I didn't know she drank a ton.
You can see it.
Drinking wine.
If there's some good Lush stories, I wouldn't mind reading those.
I think that I saw the excerpt where she was like, I'm kind of mad that people don't like me.
Oh, my God.
They were trying to coach her into being more likable, and she was bummed.
There's no way.
And I haven't given up on her yet.
So she went on a profanity-ridden rant about Trump while preparing for one of the debates, you know, with AIDS, talking to AIDS.
AIDS.
In the words of Clinton, she said, you want authentic? Here it is.
Pray for AIDS.
She yelled in one prep session, followed by a fuck-laced fuselage about what a disgusting human being Trump was and how he didn't deserve to even be in the arena.
Well, why did she go to his wedding?
Exactly. The former secretary.
Doesn't it say it all?
Yes.
Yeah, of course.
It really does.
He's got AIDS.
The former Secretary of State expressed her anger about the arrogant and salacious behavior of Trump before and during the campaign period. It was the second presidential debate when he was looming behind her. That's what's... Is that important culture?
Oh!
Don't know.
Tell him to call back.
2 days before, the world heard him brag about groping women. Now we were on a small stage, and no matter where I walked, he followed me closely, staring at me, making faces. That was her rant to her.
Making faces.
And then Bill came up with a conspiracy theory, too, that the New York Times wanted Trump to win.
Thanks for listening to the podcast.
Sounds like a great one.
When was that?
Was that? No. I think it was when you're off.
I'll take it.
Am I the only one that remembers that?
No, I remember.
Everyone gets one.
The theory. Except you remember. Or all of us. The theory that the New York Times wanted Trump to...
Want Trump to win.
Yeah.
To increase circulation. It wasn't specific to Hillary.
I thought it was a little ridiculous, honestly. The New York Times, really?
But people are, you know, signing up to see what they have to say about, you know. It's comfort food for the liberals.
Trudy, you sent prep. I didn't realize you had prep today.
I did. It was not that much prep. But there was a cannibal story. I mean, I was like into cannibal stories. There's a cannibal story. He got put away for, you know, cannibalizing some people, and then he got bored.
Savory and delicious.
So he killed himself.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he did? Cannibal well, he couldn't eat people.
Yeah, he couldn't eat. It wasn't exciting. He didn't like the food.
Oh, anniversary of the Michigan Air Force pilot flying. Is that under the...
Oh, yeah.
Under the bridge?
He flew his bomber under Mackinac.
And was blown out!
Yeah.
Yeah, we're trying to get him on the air, and he had just died.
Yeah.
That was a cool story, though. Yeah. God, that was a cool story.
The last line of that story is, flying any aircraft under the Mackinac Bridge is illegal. Just so you don't know.
Whatever. Who's ever done anything cooler?
So we should just get a bunch of drones and fly them
it?
Under.
Yeah. Like... Why not?
The... the Golden State Killer.
Wow.
I really never heard about him until I saw the 48 Hours. And you know what's interesting about that? They started out with the story about Patton Oswalt's wife and her working on the story. And then she died. Mm-hmm. And it was really weird. Didn't she die in her sleep?
Mm-hmm.
And they thought it was opiates?
There were some in her system. A couple mixes.
It was just terribly unexpected. And so they did finish the book. But, Brandon. Jeez.
An animal.
Anyway, they arrested a guy for the 12 murders and 50 rapes they believe he's responsible for from 76 to 86. They arrested him for 2 murders today. And apparently this book was very instrumental, and Patton Oswalt was very pleased and was talking about it today. But the MO of this guy was just so, brazen.
Mm-hmm.
They said that he called victims after the crimes.
Yeah.
And he called them before the crimes.
I'm going to kill you.
He did that once. Message. But frequently they said he was calling because he wanted to find out their schedules. He wanted to know when they were home, when they weren't home. He would pretend he had a wrong number, or he would hang up, or he might engage him a little bit. But then the one time he did say, I'm going to kill you.
Oh, my God, how chilling.
And he is that his message?
That's when he called the police, yeah.
Yeah, Ray there? Is Ray there? Yeah, Ray there?
These are all, this is a compilation of his phone.
Oh, let's hear him.
Nice audio.
Hang up the phone, Nancy boy!
This is when he's on the toilet.
Why are you breathing so hard?
Knock it off. Was Jay Moore ever a suspect? Because one of the sketches looks just like Jay Moore.
Okay, the door. Sammy.
It sounded like Sammy. That's what Sammy. I was thinking.
Sammy.
I can't do that. Sammy, no, I can't do that. I can't do that.
Turn your TV down if you're going to answer the phone from a murderer.
This picture here looks like somebody. I can't put my finger on it.
Generic white person?
Yeah, I know what you mean, Brandon.
Did you find the Jay Moore picture?
Is it one of these?
Yeah.
Yeah, the one on the left.
Let's see what he's saying.
Well, that was kind of nothing.
It's annoying. Right. Is that the end of the compilation?
Yeah. Sorry.
Terrible compilation.
I'm going to kill you.
You know, it's really weird. Have you ever heard the thing of the guy, what was the killer in San Francisco? Not the Scorpio killer,
Zodiac?
Zodiac killer. Yeah. Scorpio killer. I'm Scorpio.
It was a Zodiac.
Somehow I triangulated into Scorpio from General Hospital and my sign and made him the Scorpio killer.
Oh, my God, General Scorpio Hospital. From Scorpio GH? Killer,
we're
yeah.
A little more progressive and ahead of the curve here in San Francisco.
Zodiac used to contact columnists and the San Francisco paper and Melvin Belli, the attorney. And so Belli and the police chief and somebody went on this live TV show that ran locally at 9:00 and they asked him to call in. And he called in.
I know.
And he spoke to them and he made a couple really weird noises, which he said he had headaches. And it would go, he'd be talking and he'd be like, ah! It was just bizarre. It's probably on YouTube. Yeah. Have we ever played that before?
You can watch the movie.
Oh, with Jake Gyllenhaal?
That's right.
Yeah.
And Jake Gyllenhaal solve all this?
And Mark Ruffalo?
Robert Downey Jr.
Ruffalo.
Robert Downey Jr. worked at the paper, didn't he?
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was a real goofball reporter. Yeah.
Was it Jim Dunbar? Was that the show it was on?
Sounds right.
Oh, does he still have a show?
Yeah, he's huge in San Francisco.
Melvin Belli, accompanied by police and newsmen, waited 45 minutes today to keep a rendezvous with San Francisco's Zodiac killer of 5 persons. The man who made the appointment never showed up. The meeting was arranged in the morning when they
45 minutes.
Himself as Sam.
Talk to us. Just tell us what's going on inside you right now, Sam.
Yeah.
I have headache. Right. How long have you had those headaches, Sam? In a long time?
Since I killed a kid.
What? Was it before December that you had the headaches?
Are you okay?
Yes.
Were you in service that you might have had an injury in service? Did you ever fall out of a tree or downstairs?
What a stupid question.
I don't know.
You don't remember. Does aspirin do you any good?
No.
Doesn't do any good. Sam,
are you doing okay?
Sam, let me ask you a question.
Can I take over the questioning, please?
You call this program one other time when Mr. Belli was with us. And you
what?
Did you try to call us one other time about two or three weeks ago when Mel Belli was with us?
Yeah.
And you, couldn't get through. The phones were tied up. Was that it?
Worst episode.
Sam, let me ask you this. There's some reason why you go to a particular doctor or a particular priest, and some reason why apparently you wanted to talk to me or Lee. Is it that you feel that we have compassion for people who get in trouble?
Oh, make it all about you, Mr. Compassion.
Or is it you feel that we can do something for you? Or is it you feel that we have enough integrity that if we promise you something, that we're going to stick to it? Well, let's find out why he wanted to talk to you. Why did you want to talk to Mr. Belli?
Oh, just take over the question, asshole.
I don't want to be hurt.
I don't want to be hurt.
The worst half hour of television ever.
That was nothing.
I thought there was one, and maybe it was on the radio, I don't know, where he made some weird noises when he claimed his head hurt. That was probably a phony phone call.
Kid Chris.
Probably Captain Jenks from the Stern Show. So anyway, this guy, God, that's pretty interesting, though. Listening to that old Zodiac thing.
The Golden State Killer, Patton Oswalt, it's not widow. What is it? Just deceased wife? What's the word for it? He's the widow.
Deceased wife. Yeah. I don't know what to call her. I mean,
she gave him the name Golden State Killer because he had
the East Side Killer.
The worst name.
I agree. I don't miss your Golden State. Such a great name.
It's better. What was it? Oars? It was a name.
How about the Dishes Killer? Because he used to balance dishes on the tied up husband. And if he heard the dishes rattling, he said he would murder everyone in the house.
He did. He was the one who did that?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
That's right. Yeah, I remember.
He would break into the
rattling
house.
Rattling Dishes Killer or the Dishes Killer.
Or the he would steal little little statues from a house that were of no value.
Yeah, he...
Like personal items. The personal item killer.
He was a little all over the place because he did steal cash and valuables occasionally, but mostly he stole things that had no value, like ID cards.
Yeah.
And, yeah, little mementos.
He would break into a house and set it up for later.
Window.
Leave a window open.
Leave the ties somewhere they tie them up with. Yeah, it was really... he just freaked everyone out. Everything you find out about just makes him freakier.
What in the hell was he doing for a living that he could afford a house like that in Citrus Heights?
Well, he was a cop.
Demand to know.
He was a prolific burglar, they said. Mm-hmm. Before he graduated to raping and killing people, they feel he was a very prolific burglar. But the interesting thing, well, there are so many interesting things, but he would prey on single women. And they felt that he really scoped out these neighborhoods and picked out his victims very carefully. And then, of course, he'd call and he would get, he would try to figure out when they were home, when they weren't home. Yeah, and his stupid messages. And then he started coming on to me. But he would peep also. He'd peep in the windows and prowl. And then he would break in and he would rape the woman. In some cases, murder. But then he graduated to couples.
You know why, right?
And then he started coming on to me.
You know why he went to couples?
Why?
Because the police kind of talked about it was always...
Oh, single women?
There was never a guy home, so he saw it as a challenge.
And what really also was freaky was that he had a flashlight, and flash the flashlight right in the eyes of the sleeping people, the couple. They would just feel light in their eyes all of a sudden and be like, whoa, my God. And, I mean, you know how that would look.
I'd rather be dragged by a bear to wake up.
I agree. Then he would have the female tie the male up. And then he would tie the female up, and then he would rape her in another room, and he put the dishes on the male and said, if I hear the dishes rattling, you're both dead.
Serious issue, Shell thought.
Yes.
If you just put yourself in his shoes for the Golden State Killer, and you have the woman tie up the man, how do you know she's going to do a good job?
Well, they said that...
I would hope Julie...
They said he made sure they did a good job because he said that the men, when they were untied, had numb hands for hours.
Oh, okay.
Because he made sure they tied him so tight. Okay. I know. I thought the same thing, though. I really did. But then he would rape the female. Then he would stop raping her. He'd stop and feed himself. He'd get something out of the kitchen, fix himself a meal, have a beer. Then he'd come back and rape her again. And they said they were never sure when he left the house, that just when they thought, okay, he's gone, you know, let's get up and call the police.
Oh,
and he would suddenly come out of nowhere and be like, hey, fuck are you doing?
Oh, God, what a nightmare.
I know. It is so freaky. And then, of course, he killed certain people. No rhyme or reason as to why he would do this, but he did kill 12 people. He also brought his dog a few times, and he would feed the dog. He fed the dog leftover turkey in the refrigerator.
Why would you bring your
dog? I don't know.
Although it would make escaping a little easier, because now you're just a guy walking his dog.
Mm.
Who would think you would have
Except
a dog?
You have to deal with the dog. I mean, it seems like it'd be easier. They always said he was athletic because he escaped on foot, and they said he would run through. Usually it was a house that was connected to a park or something.
Yeah.
He'd run through and go through a few backyards, and then he would find his bicycle, and he would ride his bicycle to either home or to his car. So they always talked about how athletic he was, which annoyed me. Like, get a room with the guy. He's slender, athletic. Although they said he was 5'8 to 5'10, and his shoe size was 9 to 9.5. He was also a non-secretor.
What?
Oh, blowing dust?
I think that means he didn't come.
Oh! That's what was at the root of it.
Yeah.
Okay, no, seriously, Shell.
Is that why they couldn't?
Why? Why then? Why would he do all
this? I don't know. Well,
like, I thought that would be the point of doing it.
There's more M.O. to him. And this is one thing I feel they should have emphasized way more, is that there was a pretty solid consensus that he had a small penis.
Oh, yeah.
Or they said, at best, smaller than average. I know. Why didn't they talk about that? Why not make the guy mad?
I'll show them.
How is he going to do that?
At this time,
I'm not. I'll secrete.
What is the Netflix series Mindhunter? That's about the first, when they first started gathering the MO on serial killers and developing the
protocols.
Yeah, you know, what they thought, the guy's been in the military, you know, all those things. And it's very scientific. I mean, they're incredible at how close they are predicting, like, a David Berkowitz, you know, and what he would be like. You know, he'll be a mail carrier and he gets lots of parking tickets. And I mean, they would always.
Profiling.
They didn't say that. Yeah, profiling. Exactly. That's a great series, by the way. Have you guys watched Mindhunter?
Cash, grass, or ass. Nobody rides for free.
Just the first episode.
Pussy, pussy, pussy. I hear that.
I thought it was really good, and it got better as it went along. And their soundtrack is great, too.
Yeah,
lots
soundtrack.
Of rock. They have some Zeppelin in there. So, anyway, additionally, they said, in addition to the small penis, they felt he was a voyeur. That he liked prostitutes, and that if he was married, he had a very submissive wife who put up with his weird sexual proclivities, which included the fact they believed he was a paraphilic. He had intense arousal to atypical objects, situations, fantasies, possibly fetishes.
Whoa.
What objects?
I don't know. Atypical objects.
Oh, that's weird.
Huh. Like people falling asleep in the jury box?
Maybe.
Like Cosby?
Possibly.
He had kids.
Yeah, he was living with a daughter and a granddaughter.
Oh, he did
have
kids.
Oh, it was their house.
Well,
that little penis blowing dust actually managed to father kids?
Somehow. I secreted at least once.
Wait a minute. If he was a non-secreter, those kids are not his.
One time, he got divorced from the lady.
Yeah, no surprise there. They have any information on the divorce? That'd be interesting to hear about.
I'll look it up.
Can you imagine it? What if he talked in his sleep? You know, I mean, if you were sleeping next to somebody and all of a sudden you realized they were...
I'm a murderer.
If they were a murderer.
He just bolted upright. Non-secreter bullshit! What do you mean small penis?
Non-secreter.
I'm a grower, not a shower. Paraphilic!
He had knowledge of police techniques. He was very good at, I guess, not leaving prints.
Oh,
He hated women because of a perceived slights by women. So very incelic. Yeah.
What do you guys want from us?
I don't listen to women yelling. I tell them to shut up.
We're very demanding.
You are.
I found a neighbor. You want to hear what the neighbor had to say about him?
Yeah.
By the way, I don't take no orders from no women.
His neighbor my whole life since I was a little kid. And he was just an odd guy, kind of kept to himself, but had a temper. Didn't speak to the neighbors too much, but when he did, it was normally like argumentative over something trivial, like mowing your lawn too early.
Oh, so he's
but
also an
he
asshole.
Kept odd hours, mainly stayed up at night, things like that.
Get off my lawn.
Wow, so he's a murderer, a rapist, and a bad neighbor.
They said if people knew him, they would describe him as arrogant, domineering, manipulative, and a chronic liar.
Wow. That's a good profile.
They were very confident in the profile. They reprofiled him multiple times as time went on. It would become a cold case, then it would die and become another. Somebody dig it up again.
There it goes.
God, that thing is loud.
He's out of bed and on the phone.
Is that the profile? That's the end of the profile? Or is there more to how they profile them?
No, that's pretty much, those are pretty much the main things.
So here's how neighbors described him. That's the profile, and here's how they described D'Angelo. Or D'Angelo, is that his name?
James D'Angelo.
Junior.
Way to make your father proud.
Actually, it's Joseph James D'Angelo Jr. Oh, so he's Joe
it's
James.
Three names.
That'd be annoying. That'd piss me off.
Joja.
He hit his nickname.
Corey Harvey lived next to him, still with a cup of coffee in hand in her driveway. She said she was in shock. She called her neighbor Joe. He lived with a daughter and a granddaughter and is divorced. He told her and her husband that he retired 2 weeks ago, which is something he'd been looking forward to in a long time.
He knew
a lot of fishing. He knew this was coming, don't you think?
I don't know. He got away with it that long.
Knowing that he lived with a daughter and a granddaughter, that kind of explains why he didn't just move to Mexico, like we were wondering earlier.
But why?
Well, because he didn't want to leave his daughter and his granddaughter. Thought he'd never get caught. He'd rather...
Oh, so he doesn't mind killing 12 people and raping 50, but he loves his daughter and granddaughter so much. Oh, my God.
Well, he's, you know.
They never thought they were going to get caught. We caught him.
Great sleuth. He's also an avid bike rider with a mountain bike and a road bike.
There you
See?
Go.
Profiler.
Yeah. I wouldn't sell my bike for all the money in the world. Not for $100 billion, $1 trillion.
Audio.
I think this chick likes him. Lived next to him for 8 years. Said he was a good neighbor. Helped pay for a new fence that her husband put in between their two houses. 5'10", gray hair, blue eyes, round face. Regular guy except for quirkiness of getting mad.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
More than once she heard him swear, followed by a shouting apology when he... notice that she had heard, so he's just walking around going, fuck! Oh, sorry about that.
Oh, shit!
Other neighbors called him freak. Used to have these temper tantrums, not at anybody, just expressing his self frustration, usually because he couldn't find his keys.
Or he couldn't secrete!
Yeah. He was so loud, she could hear him from inside the house, as other neighbors says, although she had tantrums, they seemed to end several years ago. Another neighbor, Eddie Verdon, said he once had a stare down with him after catching prowling on his property.
Oh.
That speaks volumes.
How long ago? He was trying to get back into maybe the old...
Possibly.
Old murder thing? Rape some people?
Wow, that's interesting. He's still like,
you live it again?
Prowling on other people's property. That's fascinating.
It's weird that he was seemed ideally suited for police work.
Yeah.
Because that's something he really liked.
The one constant in every neighbor's description is just anger. Lots and lots of anger.
Yeah, sounds right.
Tiny penis.
Yeah, non-secretor. married in 73.
Sorry about your small penis.
Oh, he looks like an angry asshole too, doesn't he there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
How would you like to have a staring contest with that, Trudy?
You notice he got bloodied.
Oh, yeah.
They beat
him
up.
Okay, you guys, enough with the small penis talk, huh?
Or they had to tackle him or something.
Probably got him hard. Yeah, tackled.
Anything about a dog?
No.
There was a dog house.
No, but that dog's dead.
Yeah, long gone. Yeah. Just wonder if he still had
dog was another mad. Dog. He was part of that.
That poor dog. Yeah, he's an accessory.
Dog's in hell.
Arrest that dog.
Yeah, boy. Ew. Well, it'll be interesting. I'm sure they'll find out a lot more.
Speaking of dogs, Drew, we never talked about the limited edition dog thing. You brought it up early. Huh? Did you see that story about the dog on limited edition?
I heard you guys talking about it, but I don't think I saw the story myself.
This guy gets on a subway in New York with his pit bull.
Oh, okay.
Do you know the story?
Well,
look at that. What kind of dog is that?
I just knew you were asking about dogs protecting.
Oh, that's a different story. Oh,
okay. No, I don't know the story.
So this guy gets on the subway with his pit bull.
And
the video starts with his pit bull just clamped on some lady's shoe. And
nice.
Everybody yelling at him and the dog. So you're like, oh, what an asshole. You bring your pit bull onto a subway. What a dick. Which, yes, he is. But then you find out the dog attacked the woman because the dog was sitting on a seat and the woman pushed it off.
What happened to it with the coat?
Can't do that on the subway.
Why is the dog sitting in a seat in the subway? Is the guy blind?
No. He just loves
service dog? Fake service dog?
Not
my,
a service
my brother
dog
is
at all.
A service dog. That's why I ask if he's a fake service dog, because my brother's service dog is fake.
What's up,
service dog is fake.
Yes, and I'm not happy about it, because at Christmas, I wanted to bring the dogs, and we had gotten a bunch of hotel rooms, and the hotel wouldn't take dogs anymore, but my brother said, well, I have a service dog. He's like, what do you mean you have a service dog? It's not a service dog. So Mags and Layla were nixed from the hotel, but his service dog stayed there and made a lot of shitload of noise, too, and running all over the place.
I'm sure if you spend a little bit of money and fill out a couple forms, Mags and Layla can become your quote-unquote service dog.
I bet you could just print one off the internet.
Is that credible, though?
It doesn't matter. I'm telling you, there's people at my work with service dog chihuahuas. Those dogs do not know anything.
Chihuahuas,
yeah. They hang out in the smoking section.
Emotional support.
Do they get to wear the little vest?
They do.
They get a little vest.
Oh, that is so fake. Hilarious. I got it. I definitely need to make them service dogs.
That says service dog on it.
Yeah, that's all you gotta
do. A uniform.
What service would they be providing?
Emotional support.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And then if they said, no, sir, you can't bring your dogs. You sure you want to deal with me without my emotional support dogs? I can be quite the bear. And then they'll say, okay, take your stupid dogs.
See? That's how to bend people to your will.
Yeah. I like bending people to my will. It's important. It's important to be able to do that.
Ooh, is that his wife?
I don't know.
Oh, no, that was her.
There were a couple of victims who spoke up.
Oh, this is the NBC story.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the lead story, or second story, I think.
See if there's anything we haven't heard.
I doubt it.
Finish her work when she died in 2016.
About anything about Patton Oswalt's second life wife looking like the first?
Okay, let me back it up here.
They probably would include that, wouldn't they?
Oh, I gotta see this.
Oh, went too far back. Oh wait, I'm so lost.
Are you talking about the new nominee?
Yeah, I gotta see the
or,
new wife.
What's the Candyman?
Ronnie.
Is he for the VA?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
they call him the Candyman because he prescribes so much medication.
No, you know what?
He wouldn't even prescribe.
He drank on the job.
I got to tell you, though, that's kind of bullshit.
Crashed a vehicle?
The whole thing about Candyman's bullshit. Did you hear what he would do?
No, I didn't. I just heard that GMA just laid out all the shitty things about this guy.
On a long flight, he would walk up and down the aisle going, who needs an Ambien? Which is just being kind.
Yeah, he'd say, who wants to go to sleep?
And then when they land, he goes, who needs a Provigil to wake up? That's just being a good hostess.
Wait, can you just hand out Ambien to people?
Of course not.
What?
But who cares?
Well, I don't know.
But when you hear the story, they act like he's just writing all these scripts for people and handing them out.
That's what I thought when they said that.
If the Candyman.
Providing a service.
Yeah, but if he's doing that, what else is he doing? I mean,
well, it sounded
no
like
one knows.
He said he drank on the job.
Well, he's passed out once when he was with the Obama group. And
he also crashed a government car while driving.
Thanks for listening to the podcast.
Oops. Did you already say that?
Sure he did. Oh,
hold on to your dick!
God damn it.
If the elusive...
using... I'll be fine.
We're tied, Mark.
No!
Oh, you have 6.5. That's right. You're
balls.
At half.
Who's in the lead still? That's the lead now. We need to get Bentley in here again, because he'll add about 5.
I'm in the lead, but you're half a...
I think Maz was very fortunate to miss the show yesterday. gotten away with murder.
All right, you want to see the story?
Yeah.
DNA. NBC's Steve Patterson has more on how he was able to live under the radar and how he was caught.
Steve, to me, just kind of seems like the name.
Tonight, a four-decade-old search for one of history's most infamous serial killers may be over.
We found the needle in the haystack.
Police announcing the capture of 72-year-old Joseph James DeAngelo, a man they say is the elusive Golden State Killer. DeAngelo was arrested in Sacramento overnight. It's believed the crimes were being committed while DeAngelo was a police officer at two California police departments. Investigators say discarded DNA evidence led to the capture.
We are committed, we are determined, and we will, God willing, hold this man fully accountable for his crimes.
The killer, also called the original Night Stalker or East Area Rapist, is believed to have planned and carried out at least 12 murders, 50 rapes, and over 100 home invasions during a reign of terror in the 1970s and 80s spanning California.
I've just grown up with being the daughter of a murder victim.
Oh. Debbie Domingo was just 15 when her mother, Sherry, and her mother's boyfriend, Gregory Sanchez, became victims. In 1981, the killer snuck into Debbie's home and bludgeoned both to death. Mm. We spoke to Debbie 2 years ago when the FBI reopened the case.
I'd never lost anyone close to me before, and she was probably the closest person to me.
The case's profile had risen in recent years, thanks in part to the book I'll Be Gone in the Dark, penned by Michelle McNamara, late wife to comedian Patton Oswalt, who helped her finish her work when she died in 2016.
I thought that was a new wife. It was the old wife.
This is insane. looks like they've caught the East Area Rapist, and if that's true, they've caught the Golden State Killer. So,
wow, they have to be that close up on his scary face.
Michelle.
A day countless families have been waiting decades to see finally here.
The Sacramento County Sheriff says he's not surprised DeAngelo was a law enforcement officer. Investigators have long called that a possibility. He says DNA technology narrowed down the search from thousands to hundreds, but the capture came from
the first and second wives, by the way.
Steve Patterson,
thank
you.
Also
developing as we come on the air.
The one wife with the skinnier head looks like he put a vice on her head and just otherwise she looks the same.
She does.
She looks very totally the same. Similar.
Yeah.
Just needed a vice on the left.
Like he compressed her head.
Yeah. There's that's a lot of similarity there.
Yeah. Yeah. He's got a type.
Which one's the first wife?
That one is, isn't it?
Yeah.
No, this is the new wife.
I don't know.
It's the new one?
This is the first wife.
Oh, the first one. The second one got the vice. Yeah. Oh, she got five head, too. Yikes. But
how many murders did you solve?
Ooh, some big tubes. Is that wife one or two? Was that two? Number two?
It's number two.
The one who has solved zero murders.
There's an upgrade.
Yeah, but she's a Harvard grad.
She's an upgrade. I know. I mean, he didn't do anything wrong. Oh. Why shouldn't he upgrade?
For sure. He's a comedian. I mean, he could get back to that now, hopefully.
What is he doing now?
Waiting for this guy to get busted so he could finish the story.
I just haven't heard much about him lately.
You haven't heard much either.
No. Well, he won that Emmy. That's the last that I really remember.
Oh, that's right.
He won the Emmy and took the picture that went viral because he stopped at like an In-N-Out Burger or White Castle or something and took a picture and he looked...
Was it in Letterboxd?
Looks like a nice little guy, actually.
He looked really sad, you know, because his wife had just passed.
Oh.
Right.
Well, that's a bummer.
The last movie that he was in was Keeping Up with the Joneses.
This picture right here. This one went viral.
Mm. Oh, man. That is a grim-looking picture.
What did he win the Emmy for?
But he had the second wife by then.
No, I don't think he had the second wife yet.
You sure?
Yeah.
He just won that Emmy, didn't he?
Outstanding writer for a variety special. And he has a Grammy.
Oh. He just needs an Oscar and a Tony.
Yeah.
He's got an EGOT. Keep working on that. We know you can do it.
So he won the Primetime Emmy Award for Patton Oswalt, Talking for Clapping.
Never heard of it. Sounds like it was a gimme.
No.
Felt bad for him because he lost his wife?
Well, maybe that she saw that picture of him sitting there all sad, and that's how, you know, she knew to contact him.
It was a Netflix piece. So it was okay. it was just a comedy set.
Answer for the completely reasonable question. Like, I would
go into this coffee shop and they're like, hey, could I get a cup of coffee? Well, it is a coffee shop. Hey, fuck you. I don't know why they didn't have me go to terminal wards where patients like don't want to let go of life and just let me talk to them about Star Wars. They would have flatlined after 30 seconds. And you know, Dengar's ship was called the Punishing One, and it's interesting how... Boop, go to the next room, Patton. Thank you.
I know when the highlights aren't that funny.
He's openly gay. And his nephew said, we wanted to have our prom the same night as the straight kids' prom, and they're going to make us wait 2 weeks. I support the principal of that school because the gay kids' prom will make the straight kids' prom look like dog shit. The gay kids' prom is going to be Studio 54, and there's going to be cocaine, and Cher's going to show up. And then the straight kids' prom is going to be Enchantment Under the Sea. Look, the punch bowl looks like a clamshell.
Oh, remind me not to watch this.
Be more funny.
Sorry, I don't know.
Yeah.
I didn't really. Did anybody find that intriguing enough to want to see the rest of it?
The Emmys did.
Huh? Well, that's good.
An Emmy for that?
For the writing of it, apparently.
I don't know.
He's in The Secret Life of Pets, too.
He took Louis' spot.
Took Louis' spot. Right. And that's... that was just inked. That deal was just inked.
Is it in 3D?
No.
Not interested.
Okay.
But it's animation.
It's time for Zot M59 Chrysler Jeep's spring clearance event. Some of the best deals in the new 2018 Chrysler and Jeeps are ready and waiting for you to take one home. If you ever dreamed of owning your very own Jeep Wrangler, if you have, it's time to make your dreams come true. While supplies last, lease a new loaded 18 Jeep Wrangler, just $249 a month. Get your very own Jeep Wrangler as low as $249 per month. Only from your friends at Zot Chrysler Jeep. Plus, they have hundreds of Wranglers available for immediate delivery. See details in their massive inventory at dealsinthed.com. Zot Jeep. Then, Luke has been noting all the volatility in the stock market. It's been a little weak the last 4 or 5 days. I know rates are higher. And there's been all the volatility he noted in March. And some in April as well, but he loves volatility, wants to take advantage of it, appears to be back. If you have concerns over your investments or would like to discuss your strategy, call Luke at 248-663-4748 or email at lnowacki@jhnetwork.com. Some of you young millennial types, as I mentioned that USA Today story in the green section about 401k millionaires.
Yeah.
Which really, honestly, if you read it, it doesn't look that hard, but I think it's the kind of thing you should talk to someone. If you're in a 401k program, I always thought people automatically went into 401ks and just gave the max because that's always what I heard.
Right.
But I guess a lot of people, they only give a couple percent or they only want the matching funds or...
They find that if you opt them in and then you have to opt out as opposed to the other way around, most people just stay in it.
Yeah.
Like when you sign up.
So, you know, if today's story in the green section was about how people think they should get more Social Security than they get, or they're expecting more than they're going to. I mean, you can't count on
zero.
Social Security.
Expect zero from Social Security.
I mean, would be very concerned if I were a millennial or a Gen Z person. It always pissed me off because when I was 40, I remember them saying, oh, you're not going to get Social Security. And it's like, oh, we're putting in the most ever, the most of any group. Any age group ever, and we're not going to get it. Fuck
no,
you.
No, that would be Joe now. Zeus,
yeah, that would
now.
Be.
Yeah.
Thanks, Zeus.
I know. Why is it upon the next group to support the previous group?
Because it always will.
Because our parents didn't put anything in 1.3%, and they've been staying alive too long.
Freeloaders.
Yeah, can you guys just die early? I know, you know, Gen X will die early.
Why?
Because we don't want to live long.
Oh.
That's the Gen X way.
Oh, jeez.
Well,
let's go cry about it.
Not crying about it.
Luke, as I mentioned, is not afraid of the volatility. If you are, you should talk to him and come up with a plan that maybe can suit you for this tricky period. He's been doing this for 19 years through some very difficult, the 9/11 downturn, the dot-com collapse, 08-09, the financial and housing collapse. He'll make it all about you, sweetheart, as it should be. Securities Investment Advisory Services offered through Signature Investors, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor at 28411 Northwestern Highway, Southfield, Michigan, 480-34-248-663-4700. And it's another day. Hey, are people liking us on Facebook?
No.
They're not?
No.
Bastards.
No.
No one likes us. No. I have no idea.
Yeah.
I just wondered if the number, I know we're at 13.5 or something, and I mentioned a couple times. I was hoping we'd get some, get up to 15,000 at least. 13,896. So almost at 14,000. People are liking us on Facebook.
There was a surge, too.
Yeah, we had a little surge lately.
Yeah. After, well, a couple of things caused the surge, but cool. Don't care.
We'll take our surge.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just, you know.
Thank you for that.
I want to set a crazy goal like 25,000, but I just don't know.
Oh, be like, yeah, D Hall.
Yeah. That's a crazy number, but it does. It's just that it's something we haven't really emphasized because it takes time, and I like to just do a good show, and this other, who cares about, well, it does sort of matter because people look at it, and so I guess we have to go through the machinations of trying to do the things you're supposed to do to be successful. I always thought you could just have a great show and people will find it, but
well, that's true.
I think it is true, but it also, you know, you do get those people who go, oh, you want an interview, and they check your Facebook page and they go, oh, well, they don't have enough likes. So they think maybe they're not aware of the impact, or they think the show doesn't have enough impact. We just started our Facebook page, and we're competing against people who might have had one for 10 years.
And promote them going into every break and out of every break.
Oh, well, that too.
Yeah.
Well, those people never get any ratings, so. I mean, honestly, if you're spending all your time talking about social media, I don't know why people would listen.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
What is there to listen
very
to?
Perplexed by
so,
that.
If you're doing that.
I'm trying to just sort of maybe go on a little run here and get people who do go to the page. If you do go there, or if you have a minute to go there and like it, it does help and it does matter. But that's in addition to all the other things we've asked you to do, like use our Amazon portal. hit the donate bar if you can. But it's free. It's a free show. It's always optional. And some people say, oh, I really want to donate, but I just... And don't worry.
Right.
We're not asking anybody who can't afford to or is even... If you're even on the fence about it, don't worry about it.
Yeah, but the other things
are really picking up the slack.
They're all things that you can do. And by the way, if you go on, can we have all your friends?
Yes, that'd be nice too.
Just all your friends. And we'll ask. We won't just take them.
And rating us on Facebook helps too, because people look at the number of. In fact, that's two national calls from national advertisers who didn't want to pay shit for ads. By the way, but they did say, "Wow, you guys have some great ratings," and they read our. We have like 2,700 on iTunes, which is a lot, but they're really good. They're very detailed, and they...
We would have such high ratings.
We just have those idiot one stars. Can we ever get those jackasses expunged?
Nah.
Boy.
You gotta have a few to make
call them personally and change
their
minds.
Make it look real.
I guess.
Yeah, well, we know who it is.
What?
I know. We know what happened.
Yeah, I know. I feel out of the loop.
We made someone mad.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah,
and they got their friends to give us one-star ratings, too.
I don't even know if they got their friend. I just think they had multiple accounts.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah. A good one.
Well, because they were published like
time well spent.
You know what's really odd about it? Maybe you noticed this, Brandon. I think one of them came back months later and threw a few more one-stars on there. Did you notice that?
I didn't notice it, but I don't know.
Isn't that strange?
Situation.
It's like, gee, you want us to talk about you again?
Boo hoo.
The other side of the country.
I know.
Weird.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, this is.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
I mess up the whole ratings. Yeah. Oh, I don't know. I
mess up the whole Facebook iTunes rating.
Oh, Janie.
This is possibly, I don't know, radio for how many do you think? But the Schoolhouse Rock composer died.
I know.
Oh, that's radio
out.
For a lot of people.
I'm bummed out.
I mean.
Yeah, conjunction function.
As your body grows bigger,
your mind must flower.
It's great to learn.
Because knowledge is power.
Oh, he wrote that?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. I have this collection.
I learned a lot from
these. Waiting for
never ever
conjunction
play it.
Junction.
Yeah.
What'd you call it? Conjunction.
Junction.
Function.
Junction. I got to call it function.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Conjunction. Yeah. Junction. What's your function?
Well, function's in there.
Words and phrases and clauses.
Did he sing it? Is that his voice? I love that dude's voice.
How's that function?
I thought so. Yeah. Singer. Pianist.
Pianist. Non-secreting pianist.
But like, I am a Bill, though. Bill was good.
Yeah.
Good one.
Yeah.
sort of the opposite. Not
no,
this.
Next to Vince Guaraldi.
Sounds like Bob Hope a little bit.
Next to Vince Guaraldi, he was kind of like the cool, you know, cartoon composer. Yes, I'm only a bill. Oh, yeah. That one
absolutely
rocks.
Absolutely remember Schoolhouse Rock.
Yeah.
Saturday morning.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you learn anything that stuck from that?
No.
Yeah, how a bill was made.
I don't think I did. I really don't. But I know I'll be a law someday. At least I hope and pray that I will. But
today I am still just a bill. Gee, Bill, you certainly have a lot of patience and courage. Well, I got this far. When I started, I wasn't even a bill. Bill! Hello, Bill! anyway, dude's name was Bob Doro.
94, I think?
I never knew, but...
Cool. What kind of bill are you?
Why, I'm an immigration bill. And one day the Republicans might create me so I could become a law.
And how does a bill become a law?
Oh, no wonder you didn't pay attention to this. Boring!
Well, this is the SNL bit. House, and they vote on me, but then I need from the Senate a majority. And if I pass the legislative test, then I wind up on the president's desk. And I still Obama just pushed him over. I'm a sweet window wizard. Bills never get passed.
My legs. They were made of paper.
President.
Oh, yeah. That was good stuff. But, yeah, you're right. I didn't retain any of it.
Yeah. Did anybody see the story today in the Detroit Free Press had a story about Eastland Mall?
Mm-mm. Oh, everything closing in it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's like, I think they said 35% occupied.
Oh.
And Burlington Coat Factory left.
Oh.
And it just sounds like, looks like another mall's biting the dust. Wow.
There's nothing so grim as a mall with, like, just a couple stores.
Well, I don't know. I've been wondering this for years. Like, when does the internet kill all of the brick-and-mortar business? Because every year, Black Monday, or what's the Monday?
Black Friday?
Black Friday.
Oh, Cyber Monday.
Cyber
Monday.
If anyone
thinks they're going to beat me inside that mall and keep me from getting my kids' Christmas presents, they can kiss my fat vagina, because I'm bringing the motherfucking pain.
Every year, it's like another 100 billion more on Cyber Monday. I'm thinking, well, how can these how do they stay in business?
Some of them will survive. I was watching the president of Kohl's on CNBC this morning talking about...
Oh,
I know.
Boring.
All right, never mind.
Boring.
There's a story about Sears
never mind.
In the green section.
Nobody cares.
Like, Sears? Really? People talk about Sears?
Who gives a fuck?
Kohl's is killing it, though, but he's already talking about...
Sears is supposedly killing it, too. I was like, Sears? People go to Sears?
They're transitioning
take
now.
Take their cars there for batteries,
you'd
too?
Be so bored.
Craftsman
really?
Tools.
Craftsman Tools are great. But oh, I thought they sold it off. Doesn't someone else own them now?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they're only
the only thing
scandal
of value they had.
Yeah.
But remember when people used to take
you don't
want to
hear about the president of Kohl's?
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. No, I don't want to.
Kohl's is actually killing it?
Yeah, Kohl's does pretty well.
Well, everything's free or nearly free there.
He was very proud of their real estate that they have. He said they have very good real estate.
So does that mean they're going to shut down the stores and focus on their real estate division?
Pretty much.
No. All I know...
They're adding groceries, though, a lot of them.
By the way, for all the people, they are adding groceries?
Well, they're combining with all the... I don't know, it's really fascinating, but you're bored by it. So never mind.
How are people supposed to compete if they're brick and mortar and they have all these employees and they use all this real estate and they have expenses, heat, air conditioning, whatever... And then somebody online is charging 6% less because they're not paying sales tax. I don't understand.
They are paying sales tax.
Not all of them.
Do you pay a sales tax when you buy something from Amazon here?
Yes,
you do. Yes, you do. In the state of Michigan, you do. Zoos, back me up.
Well, I don't. But yes. How often do I buy something in the state of Michigan? I don't always buy in the state of Michigan.
You're in the state of Michigan.
You're in the state of Michigan.
No, but if I buy something from California,
that's
do I pay
right.
sales tax?
Yes, you pay sales tax on it now.
Michigan sales tax.
Absolutely.
Why is 100%. The Supreme Court ruling on this?
Because that's Wayfair's battle that they're facing. If you want to order something from Wayfair, they might not. But
what's the difference?
Different companies. just how they're fighting it.
Oh, well, I'm not talking about just Amazon. I'm talking about everybody.
Yeah.
A lot of people are not charging sales tax.
You're going to have to pay sales tax.
Well, a lot of people aren't. And I've wondered forever, how can, if you have this big building and all these people and all this shit to pay for, how can you possibly compete with somebody who's doing it and not paying all the same expenses? It seems impossible.
Got to find another way.
I mean, I don't remember. Do you remember giant malls closing? I don't.
No.
It seems like somebody's always there. There's always an anchor store. Or...
Where are pervs going to cruise for underage girls?
Yeah. I mean,
but if that, for lack of a better word, technology is obsolete, I mean, if there's a better way to buy stuff, why stock a bunch of product?
Yeah, but what about all the people that work in that giant place? Where are they going to work?
Sure. No, retail's lost a ton of people. It's a huge problem that nobody's been tackling. Right.
Well, that's all I'm saying is I've been wondering for a long time, what happens when all these giant places where all these people go to work, when they go away? Because they're going away. It seems like they're going away.
Technology is going to keep killing jobs off. Period.
Well, when you have tech companies like Facebook that really despise people and want to use algorithms only when they can and want to look for, oh, my God, how do we get rid of these fucking people?
We don't have good jobs anymore.
So what do you want to do, make them hire people?
No, I don't want to make them hire people. That was what the UAW used to demand. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying this is a big fucking problem, and nobody's talking about it. I don't understand why this is such a small, it seems like it's a big nothing in terms of interest.
Well, we talked about
a lot of jobs.
I don't know if you remember when we talked about that before, how Trump was so focused on saving these coal jobs, which weren't that many jobs, but because they're so...
I'm not talking about saving shitty jobs or stupid jobs. I'm just saying, where are these people going to work? I'm not losing sleep over it. It just seems kind of interesting. You have these giant fucking facilities with all these people working, and they can't really compete very well. I don't know how that...
You're right.
There are other people who just want to touch products. If you want to buy your clothes and you want to see them and you want to try them on, well, yeah.
Somerset's doing fine. Yeah.
12 Oaks is fine.
Maybe we had too many malls.
I don't know.
A lot of those buildings have been repurposed.
But there's not... Now, what is the alternative? Because if the mall, if Eastland goes down, and then what else?
Well, I'm sure there are boutique shops over there and there's places to go, but it's just a...
Yeah. You know, you have to almost go to a city center. So where do we all go then? And then they were talking about opening big flagship stores in New York and Chicago, and that doesn't happen a whole lot anymore either. So if there are no, like, what about, you know, the Miracle Mile, is it, in Chicago?
Oh, the Miracle Mile. I think the Miracle Mile, it looks like, well, the thing is, there's so many great stores in one place. I mean, there's always people walking on the Miracle Mile. There's always people going. And they do have great,
so
great
can't
stores there.
Fail, right?
I wouldn't think so. I don't know.
Nor, you know, like Fifth Avenue.
People like hanging out there.
Yeah.
I mean, I think malls.
Go to Somerset. People like hanging out there, too.
Well,
I swear see more people just hanging
can you hang out
there
without buying something.
Huh? Yeah.
A lot of it depends on, you know, a lot of these places could well be repurposed, and, you know, they're doing different things in malls. They're having. I'm trying to think.
A lot of them are repurposed with like Planet Fitness.
Yeah.
Or trampolines. Those trampoline places. They like those big empty buildings.
Well, I just don't know how the traditional
have to go to. Places that are not replaced by the internet.
Yeah.
But you still
events.
You still don't need as many people to run the trampoline.
Of course not.
It's
a huge problem.
But it you know, in reading about Facebook, and again, I never used to read about Facebook. I never cared about Facebook. I became interested recently and started doing some
deep diving. But if you're on there, make sure you like our page.
Yeah, absolutely, do. I just found it distressing that it seemed like they really, and I'm not saying they should. They can only make X amount of dollars. It just, I think their algorithms are doing a shit job.
They are.
And they've dumped all these people. And it's like,
and
wait a second. Why don't you have the people? And that way, maybe we'd have a few less people converting to ISIS.
And you know what? They're paying the price for it, too.
Well, they should.
Absolutely. And they are paying the price for it. They'll have to find that balance.
And as far as Eastland Mall, never been there anyway, so who fucking cares?
You're part of the problem.
My problem?
Part of the problem. If you would have gone there more.
It's not really in my wheelhouse.
When's the last time you went to a mall?
Christmas, I always end up at the malls.
Oh, really? Oh.
Yeah. Actually, Somerset's that's a great mall.
Yeah,
I like that mall.
And it's great.
It's always busy.
Yeah. I used to love Great Lakes Crossing, too.
Great Lakes
Crossing
is always packed.
Right? I just haven't
that's
been
too far away for me.
Yeah, me too.
That mall is so damn big.
What's up there that would be
The aquarium.
Boring.
The Legoland is up there. If you want to take Charlotte for a day, get her off my hands.
I took Kristen there on our first date.
You took her to Legoland?
To Great Lakes Crossing?
This is so stupid. The Red Wings.
I'm surprised you're still with her.
The Red Wings were in the Stanley Cup Finals, and I accidentally booked our date on game two of the Stanley Cup Finals in 2008. And I needed to watch this game.
Well, canceled the date.
So I was either going to take her to a bar, I ended up taking her to GameWorks.
Nice. Aw, that's kind of fun, though.
Nah, she hated it.
Oh, she did?
Yeah, but the Red Wings won.
That's a brilliant move, Brandon. Well, the bar was so low on date one, everything's upward from there on out.
Well, you make it sound like the Red Wings winning meant something to her.
No, it meant something to me a lot.
But I'm in a good mood for the date.
What did it do for her?
I don't know. I think she was a little disappointed in the date. I don't know. I've never really. She never really told me.
What culminated in the second date?
What was the next
date?
Can we ask her?
I get.
Why'd the second date happen?
I was back in 2008. I was shredded, great abs, handsome as shit.
Tiny hands, light
Tiny
kissing.
Hands.
Light kissing.
He had the secret, light kissing.
Low bar. Like kissing in a shitty date. It's all can't do any worse.
It made you lovable.
Can we call her?
Yeah, Great Lakes Crossing.
I'm seeing if she's available. She might not be home right now.
I don't know if you have some place to go there.
But Great Lakes Crossing.
What is
cool.
A good first date though?
It's not. If I could just be beamed to Great Lakes Crossing, I wouldn't mind going there once in a while. But it's such a long drive.
I know it is.
It's 20 minutes away, 25 minutes away.
What am I going to do there?
I told you, go to the aquarium, see a movie, go to Legoland.
A movie? I guess I wouldn't mind seeing a movie there.
Giant food court. There's a carousel. Food court.
Drew on the carousel. Picture it. Please.
Can you tell that I've
vicariously through Charlotte?
Can you tell that I've had to take a 4-year-old up there a few times to kill a day?
I guess so.
Being a parent's all about killing a day.
Now that summer, mini golf.
I know. Well,
mini golf.
Yeah.
It takes a long time, and then at the end, you can go into the little game area.
Sounds exhausting for me, though.
Boy, life sounds like chewing up scenery when you're a parent.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. 100%, Drew. God. What else are you going to do? Sit and spend time with each other? Gross.
I don't know. Can't the kid have a tiny bit of independence? Can't they plan their own day once in a while?
Yeah, right.
A 12-year-old?
Yeah, sure.
Well, a 12-year-old.
I mean, do you have to hang out with your kids every day all the time?
No.
You look like you're lying, Trudy. No, kids are much friendlier with their parents than they used to be. I know a lot of people whose kids like hanging out with them. It's like they want to be around them.
I love hanging out with my parents.
Yeah, I want to hang
out with
your parents.
Well, but you're older.
Just kidding. Your parents are
I
cool.
never want to be around my parents when I was 15 or 14.
Of course not.
But it seems like there's a lot of kids. I don't want to get my license. My mom drives me everywhere.
I will be very disappointed if either one of my kids want to hang out with me when they're 15. I will be horrible. I just want them to bring their friends over and me just go, nah. And then they go in the basement and hang out or whatever. Don't bother him. Blah.
I wish I had a father.
Well, this whole thing on proms was very... I thought that was really interesting that they were talking about schools that ban phones from proms because they're like, we
awesome.
Want to have them have a social experience. We don't want them sitting on their phones at the prom, which
Good.
Is what they did, I guess, the previous years. They felt kids were just sitting on their phones
sure.
and trying to Snapchat things, and they weren't doing anything. And I don't know.
You
guess they're happy,
fix
but
it once you know.
I there mean, is a there's a small need for socialization. I mean, people do need other people just a little bit, just a little bit.
Yeah, there is. But
and if everyone in a certain age group is on their phone all the time, they're you know, a shortage
You have
of
to incentivize actual socialization in some way.
Well, I didn't. When I first read, it, I was like, "Take their phones away!" What? And then I thought, "Well, okay, I get it." Hank Azaria is saying that he may no longer do Apu because of all the hullabaloo over the character, including the documentary about Apu, which I was like, oh my God, really? Is this really happening?
Yeah. That he'd step aside.
Well, he does a million other voices, so it doesn't mean he's really stepping aside.
Well, yeah, from that character.
I don't think this character... okay, maybe there's some stereotypical things there. But honestly, when I saw what the documentarian was saying, that Apu, that he's a convenience store clerk, and he never learns English, and he made him sound like he was a load or something. Apu, I thought he ran the store. I thought it was his store.
It is his store.
Yeah.
Well, what's wrong with that? He's an entrepreneur. He owns Quickie Mart.
I'm not even going to pretend I understand what the uproar is about it. Well, because he talks in an accent?
Well, what, no one talks in an accent? I mean, there are certain things about stereotypes that are very commonplace. Doesn't mean everyone has to be stereotyped, but is it wrong when someone fits one tiny part of a stereotype?
Homer's kind of a stereotype. He's a bumbling old white man.
Marge is a stereotypical housewife.
Bart is a stereotype.
Lisa is a nerd.
Yeah.
Dr. Hibbert is Cosby.
Yeah, he is.
Cletus is a slack-jawed yokel.
Otto, a stereotypical stoner bus driver.
I'm just wondering, if people have to be so worried about characters in the show, first of all, it seems that like the diversity level of the characters would go way down, because why take a chance on offending this group or that? I mean, isn't it better that Apu is in the show
than not
the show?
Well, I think one of the guy's arguments is the fact that this is how they're represented. That's how most people know what an Indian person is.
Oh, from The Simpsons. That's the only way they know what an Indian person is.
Because they've been called, like, that became a slur to these people growing up. Like, people would call them Apu. But why is that The Simpsons' fault?
It's not The Simpsons' fault. They wrote a really funny show. It's been really entertaining for a long, long time. And the idea of life without The Simpsons, I don't even like thinking about it.
Well, it's a pretty simple solution. Don't watch the show then. If you don't like something,
I always thought
that
was simple. I don't know. It's just gotten so crazy stupid.
Well, everybody wants everyone fired.
How would anyone think of doing something like South Park now?
They're fearless.
You go, oh, boy. Well, yeah, I know, but how can you be fearless now? It seems like it's impossible. You're going to run into something, especially if you have success.
I think if you have fewer, overseers, or like who's applying the pressure actually? I mean, is it coming down to Fox?
Oh, it's probably Twitter.
Yeah. Well, no, the people are having the corporations that, you know, advertise on The Simpsons or the, you know, Fox that...
I don't know. I haven't heard anything about an advertiser.
The problem is Hank Azaria goes out to plug Brockmeyer, and people are going to ask him about it. You know, does he want to be associated with it then? Does he want to keep being asked about it? So no, he says things like,
it's easier just not to have the character. Just don't have an Indian character.
Why have to change the entire complexion of the show just for what dumb people yell out on the street, by the way? Because I saw Mark Ruffalo on Kimmel, and he was talking about people go, "Hey, Hulk!" So should he? Should they change?
Who yells Hulk at him? Oh my God!
I would.
I also thought that was really dumb.
I would never yell Hulk.
Hulk is the green guy.
I totally would.
Who's in CGI?
What would you yell at Ruffalo then?
Free water. this reminds me, by the way, Jen Sturger.
Yeah.
Favre girl.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I just found her back in the news.
Why?
She's a public speaker. She talks to like young girls going into sports broadcasting, and she still claims people call her Favre girl.
No one has ever called her that.
No one ever called her that, and no one ever told her parents that. Oh, are you the parents of Favre girl?
No one has ever said that.
I know. It's the most incredible thing. I've never seen a lie go so far in my life.
Because she
it's so stupid.
She repeats it over and over and over.
Brett Favre sent his dick to her. Maybe, probably.
So stupid. I was at Bed Bath & Beyond picking something up, and as I was perusing the aisles, there was nose hair trimmer.
Yeah.
And it's sponsored by Brett Favre.
Whoa.
But you can trim like your beard and everything with it, just a tiny little trimmer. So I'm like, oh, I'm going to get that. And I go to the front guy. He's like, I got one of these. I'm like, oh, you do? He goes, yeah, no, it works really well. And, you know, if it's good enough for Brett Favre, and I went, I said, do you think he shaves his pubes before he sends a picture?
You said that.
I don't think he knew what I was talking about. And I
just kind of
laughed it off.
Oh, he didn't know Favre, girl?
He didn't know that Brett Favre had sent, I assume, he either didn't know or he didn't like the joke. So I'm hoping he didn't know. I thought that was a very timely joke. He's selling, his face is on the razor.
It's a crapshoot.
Of course, he shaves his pubes before he sends
a dick pic. I don't know. We get so many dumb things come across our eyes in the course of doing this that
I know, but
I bet our audience probably would have gotten it.
Brett Favre, what are the first two things you think about with Brett Favre, aside from football?
Vicodin
and yeah. Dick pic. Period.
I guess so.
And then third is Wrangler.
Wrangler?
Yeah, Wrangler jeans. No?
I wouldn't have thought
Brandon?
Of that.
No, really?
I wouldn't. But I mean, when you mention it, I think of it, but.
What about Brett Favre?
Bruh. I really think of him taking a bunch of Vicodin and playing Sega Golf.
Oh, yeah. That was a great picture.
I always think of him claiming that he never took Vicodin on Sunday. So he'd take 25 Vicodin every day of the week and none on Sunday and play great.
Yeah, right. He probably he didn't take 20.
He'd play great being in the huddle thinking Vicodin.
Right now, the thing that pops in my head is him bombing that Monday Night Football audition.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, he did. He bombed.
Bombed it.
Bombed a football audition.
I don't remember
Meanwhile,
that.
No, just did. He just did it,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, just like last week. Meanwhile, Kurt Warner, I think it is, killed it. So he might get the job.
Oh, that's why I didn't know. Hmm.
I would not expect Favre to bomb something like that. I would give him a second chance.
Yeah, that's. I think he'd be pretty affable.
I would think so.
Conversational. Well, not as good as Warner, though. Kurt? Well, Kurt's great.
Kurt!
I'd rather Brenda in there. Brenda and Kurt in the booth.
That would be fun. The two together. Brenda's really, she's trying to look hot now.
I know.
Have you noticed?
She grow her hair out?
She's actually a cool chick.
I think she dyed her hair. Maybe. I don't know.
Didn't she have really short hair? Like she used
Yeah, she did.
It was the nose hair trimmer. Of the whole bit.
Yeah.
No, she had gray hair. It was buzzed. But now I think she's trying to get hot.
Well, she looks like she got a pink haircut. Pink.
Didn't she call a... Nothing. Show one day to defend him.
Oh, yeah. She did multiple times.
Hey!
Oh, boy.
Good God. Where's the picture of her wearing the pants?
Stafford's wife used to answer people online.
On Instagram, yeah.
Which was, it's really funny when you think about that. I mean, I'm sure she doesn't do it now.
Did you mention when I left that she's pregnant again, Kelly Stafford?
I didn't mention that, but.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, so be prepared
that reminds me.
This is Kelly.
Their friend Hank Winchester, I texted Hank this morning. That story was so good. They did the dance mix at 11.
I didn't see it.
Pretty good.
Did he have the umbrella?
No, I don't think he had it in the 11.
Yeah,
I missed the very first
part
of
it. Cleared up
by then. He should have just had it, though, for continuity. Where's it at?
Well, they wanted to make it a whole new story.
Oh, Dish Nation. You're still recording Dish Nation. That's pretty great.
I actually watch it sometimes.
I just picture someone in an office going, oh, someone actually records us.
I looked up all the radio shows that are represented there. Blaine Fowler's on there from 96.3.
Yes.
Yeah, they do a minute. And I think 96.3 buys a minute in Dish Nation where they'll talk about, you know, talk about some celebrity crap in the 60-second commercial, like they're part of Dish Nation, but they're not.
Money well spent. Oh, wow, that's pretty brilliant. Why don't we buy...
There we go.
There you go.
Why don't we buy 30 seconds locally in the middle of Dish Nation?
Except it runs at 12 midnight.
Yeah, so it's cheap.
That's true.
Yeah, just for the joke of it.
It always seems to be on in my house because, you know, it'll come on right after the news.
Drew, we should do it just for the joke of it.
It is kind of
funny.
That's a funny idea.
Dish Nation type ad.
It is such a dumb show. Oh, my God.
That's how I catch it all the time. It's always on.
I can't believe some of the people that are talent in that show is like, really? That's a radio show people listen to? Really?
We should also film something and run it during TMZ Live. Like our own version. Yeah.
The FaceTime people.
Get
somebody with vocal fry.
Yeah. Harvey wasn't on today. The two black guys hosted.
Oh, yeah.
They were both sitting down.
Van and Charles. Yes. No, their names.
I knew Charles. I didn't know Van.
What's Vocal Fry Girl's name?
Charlie?
And
then there's Charles and Van and Harvey. Okay. And I'm mad that I know that many of them.
Charles is the Gary Delabate lookalike.
Yes.
It's so ridiculous. But he topped himself with Reggie Miller, and it ain't all about you, sweetheart.
Oh, this sounds like it's going to have tons of Hank drops.
The confrontation you need to see new tonight.
A lot of gesturing.
Balls.
Wait, is that another tease?
No.
This is it.
It's a jet subnani.
The fire department has informed me that the building is too unsafe for a firefighter to enter in the event of a fire.
Oh, nice.
And on this day, he's in court as a defendant.
I've been staying there since October, and I have a 4-year-old and a 2-year-old.
We're all getting sick because of the black mold.
He was made to appear after the city of Wayne said he was letting tenants of his apartment complex live in horrible conditions.
It was bed bugs in there, everything.
On this day, the judge wasn't having his excuses and had him cuffed, taken away.
What was the consequence of what you did?
I'm sorry, but please don't call.
Oh, now you're sorry.
Later, he was freed on one condition. Give the tenants their money back. You'll see how this all played out, and you'll also see the heated confrontation. Right now, meet those who've been living in these unlivable conditions.
I really just want to see the confrontation. Is that bad?
I don't want to see the shitty. I'm sure they're shitty.
Yeah.
I'm going
to
believe
that. Are you saying they put a cocaine seller in the house?
Exactly what we want. Show the tenants the money. I want to know one thing. Are these people getting their money back? Are they getting their security deposit
back? Yes, they are. Yes.
Hey. You're going to pay them.
I'm going to pay to the court right now.
You know. And just like in court, this guy claims the building is fine, even though it's been deemed a danger.
Did you go in the building yourself?
I've told you 10 times I've been in the building.
No, then you haven't seen anything.
We've been inside.
The building is so good.
The building is not so good. The building is a piece of junk.
It's a beautiful building.
It is not a beautiful building. Yes. The city will not even let firefighters in.
How are you going to argue with that guy?
The whole world.
Seriously? The whole world.
Exactly.
Well, then how come you're letting people live in squalor?
No, it's not.
Okay.
It's not your
right. You're helping the whole world. Okay.
It's not true.
All right.
It is not true.
Okay.
I am not taking anybody's money.
Congratulations on helping the whole world.
I'm so sorry that the city of Wayne thinks you're a slumlord. I have never.
But good job helping the world.
Shaking his hand.
All right. Get the money back to the tenants.
Oh, yes, I will.
Hours later, the money owed to the tenants returned to the court. The work is now underway to divide the deposits between those affected. The city is keeping a close eye on this situation, making sure everyone gets paid back. And of course, we will keep you updated on this story, and we'll work to make sure everyone is paid the money they're owed. I'm Hank Winchester. Help me, Hank.
Wow.
Whoa, Hank.
I don't think I've ever seen a reporter leave the subject like that.
He did. He stormed
away
off.
From.
That's true. Yeah, he just said, pay up, old man.
You are like, fake news.
I will.
He got results. He always gets results.
Yeah, he dominated him into doing it.
Beautiful building.
Good job.
The shithole.
Is anybody going to, I know we're talking about it earlier, but is anybody going to Avengers this weekend?
I want to. I haven't seen Black Panther, so I can't. I'm the kind of guy I have
to
see.
Wait, why have you seen Black Panther first?
I have to see him in chronological order. I have to.
No, you don't.
I have to. I have to, personally. Otherwise, I don't know. I get freaked
out. I'll probably go. I love the shows.
I want to see it bad.
It sounds like it's going to be a clusterfuck this weekend.
I feel like
they're saying it will beat Black Panther as the largest movie ever.
Probably.
Literally, like, a few weeks after that, start wrapping up its, I mean,
yeah.
Here's my question, and somebody can set me straight. I feel like there's too many characters, too many people in it.
I have a feeling I'm overwhelmed. I have a feeling this is going to be the movie that kind of takes out a lot of those characters.
Yeah, they're
right?
all supposed to die.
Because this
something.
Is supposed to be the climax, the big, yeah. you know, the big ending. So this is part one. Then they'll have another part two. Yeah, they'll have part eight.
Why don't you go see Black Panther?
Who's ScarJo play in this movie?
Black Widow.
Black Widow.
And Downey is Iron Man?
Yes. Is it in 3D?
No.
Not interested.
And Thor is in it. And
Neat. Is Ruffalo in it?
Ant-Man. Yep.
Hulk.
Wait, Ruffalo is Hulk in this?
Yeah.
He is?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Jeremy Renner.
He's in all of them, yeah.
Wonder Woman.
Who's Jeremy Renner?
Just kidding.
Hiddleston.
Wonder Woman's not in it, right?
No, she... Oh, yeah. No.
She's Justice League.
She...
Right?
Oh.
Yeah, no, she's the wrong. It's the
DC about
Comics.
Like it's the National and the American League.
It is. It is. Very good analogy. It is.
It's funny.
It drives me nuts, but it is.
Who's in the Justice League just for my
Batman, Superman.
Khal Drogo.
Aquaman.
Yeah, he's Aquaman.
Is Dick Tracy in that league?
He's in the Japan League.
That's a great idea. I should put Dick Tracy
in the Summer League.
Dick Tracy should have an expansion team, I think. a lot of history.
Mumbles.
Moon Maid. She was cool. She'd be the female hero in that.
Absolutely.
Where do the X-Men fit into all this?
They don't. They're in their own little universe.
What are they, like the WFL or the XFL?
No, they just had their franchise before the Avengers kicked off theirs.
Even way better.
Even though it's both Marvel.
The X-Men movies are way better.
I think the success of the X-Men movies really helped, you know, push
Maybe,
along
but they're
these
way better.
Ones.
Okay.
I like superhero movies. A lot of people get they don't like them.
I'll take the mutants.
I want to see this one. I was watching them all on. I think they're on. Wait, was they on Kimmel?
Kimmel,
yeah. And first of all, I love Iron Man.
Oh yeah, Downey Jr.
I don't know how big a part of it he'll be, but I really want to see that. But then I was kind of like Brandon because I want to see Chappaquiddick first. I feel like I see Chappaquiddick first. There's no order to those two movies, but I just Chappaquiddick's been out and I haven't seen it. I want to see it.
You should see Avengers first. More people are going to see that.
No, but then I'll never get to Chappaquiddick.
There'll be spoilers.
But I really wanted to see John Krasinski's movie too.
Oh,
Quiet Place,
great!
Yeah, the Quiet Place movie.
I'm bummed about that movie because everyone's suggesting that you have to go see it, and like John Krasinski is always John Krasinski to me. I don't believe him as a character. He's John Krasinski playing someone. He's the office guy.
He's Jim.
Yeah, he's Jim.
He's Jim.
He's Jim. He's forever Jim.
He was in that great football movie with Clooney.
He played a baseball
player. Yeah, but he was Jim in that movie. Jim playing football.
I'm just kidding. The movie's terrible.
And Quiet Place, I keep hearing about, he's incredible. I'm like, he can't be that incredible. He's Jim.
Is that this year's Get Out? Is
yeah,
it going to win all these
bit.
Awards?
Yeah, he wrote it, too. So
his but real life wife isn't in all.
Wait, Jim wrote it?
Yeah.
Then it can't be that good.
Wrote it. Well, there's no dialogue,
probably
really.
Great. It's I would think it'd be above average.
There's barely any lines.
Is it 3D? Jack Ryan. He's playing Jack Ryan.
That's
now.
Right.
Yeah, he just scored that gig. So now he's not. He can't be Jim because he's Jack Ryan.
Isn't that Harrison Ford?
If Jim as
Jack Ryan.
Jack Ryan.
What?
Ben Affleck.
Yeah. That's ridiculous.
And Alec Baldwin.
And Baldwin was that Jack Ryan?
Baldwin
too?
Was Jack Ryan, wasn't he?
How far in are we, Brandon?
How about Jack off reach around?
220.
220. Okay. Good. Because we had just enough time to talk about this. Did anybody hear Kanye West on the Ebro show on Hot 97?
No.
Totally bizarre.
I saw his tweets today. They were totally bizarre.
Yeah,
his tweets.
So I agreed with some of his tweets about Trump.
He says Yeezy is the second fastest growing company in history. I don't know if I agree with that. I don't know. How would you know, by the way?
Well, based on fact, what does that mean? Based on what?
I don't know.
Sales?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Employees?
I don't know because I would never buy it, and I don't even know where you do buy it.
What about his wife's company? Is the second only
the sex tape company?
I heard that his remember when his apparel company was losing all that money?
I've no idea.
He was supposedly bankrupt from but who knows? They do have a deal now with not Nike, but who's Nike's main competitor?
Adidas.
Yeah, he's with Adidas, right?
Yeah.
Easy Layla. He says Yeezy will be the biggest apparel company in history.
Wow.
Then he tweeted, "I'm the single highest paid person in footwear. I make more money than Michael Jordan."
And
no
that
way.
One has been debunked.
Why is he tweeting this? What is wrong with him?
It's nuts.
Is he he's just a megalomaniac, it sounds like to
100%.
Me.
Jordan Brand brought in $3.1 billion last year alone.
Then he says, "Harvey Levin, TMZ, you're hearing from your future president."
What?
"Never use the word rag to describe someone economically and psychologically empowered." What?
What?
Anyone can be erratic.
You know what's going to help grow that Yeezy brand is when college teams start wearing them as apparel. Hopefully, Vatek can wear Yeezy uniforms. Now the little logo on there. Would that bum you out?
Yes.
It would, really?
It would, yes. Maybe I don't want Kanye West's company on Virginia Tech.
Think of all the recruits. Why? The kids love that stuff.
Yeah, like how weird would it be if like a Jumpman was on one of those?
Yeah,
how big is
that.
Kanye West with 18-year-olds right now?
Yeah. Pretty.
I think bigger than we think.
Yeah. Yeah, really.
I really
aren't
do.
Aren't there younger people that are bigger?
Probably.
He's 40.
Yeah, but he's still this weird icon of
I don't know. Like I didn't realize fashion. His apparel was that big a deal. Is it really? Is he talking out of his ass or is it really?
Oh, no, he's talking out of
his
ass.
Yeah, he got fact-checked and it didn't go so well.
He says, "I am this generation's Ford, Hughes, Jobs, Disney."
He said that before.
What is he talking about? He's not even the biggest music artist, and that's what he's best at.
No.
He's just...
Layla!
He's just throwing it down. He's just
being...
He's really...
Big stuffing.
Here's what really killed me.
George Bush doesn't care about black people.
See? I mean, he just...
First of all...
I think he believed that one.
He's on hold on Hot 97, and the guy goes to him, and Kanye goes, "I love you." He goes, "Love you, Kanye. What's going on?" He goes, long gap. "I love you. I love you. Anything else? I love you. I mean, he said, I love you like six times. And then he said, we should talk face to face.
What?
He was on the phone for like a minute and a half saying, I love you, like probably seven times and almost nothing else.
Is he just trying to be weird?
I don't know. It was bizarre.
He's not trying. He is being
dumb.
Weird.
Dumb.
Bro, don't go ad hominem attack. It's beneath. You're better than that, bro. email him. He'll help you out.
Where's it at?
It's coming up. He's going to pick up the phone and come.
Kanye, you want to do this right now?
We on air?
Yeah, we on the air.
Hey, man, I just called it, man, but...
You're breaking up. I love you too, man. Yeah. How you doing?
I love you.
Cool.
Love you too, man. Are you leading with love? Is that what we're doing today?
I love you, bro.
Cool.
This is a moment.
What?
You want me to put you on hold? Talk to you privately?
I love you.
Love you too, man.
Wow.
Oh, boring. Boring.
I love that.
No. I just called to say...
Yeah.
I love you.
Love you.
Oh. Oh, it was a setup.
I don't think it was.
Stevie Wonder joke.
Be more funny. How's that mix coming? Can we talk about the music?
Love you
too.
He loves me.
You signal. We meet up in person, and then we talk afterwards.
You said do what?
We should meet up in person, and then we could talk on the radio afterwards. But I just wanted to call to say I love you.
Yes.
Oh, let's do a face. Tom, what a waste of time.
Yeah. Oh, I love that person.
Okay. Wow. Then he tweets out these pictures from inside his house. And then Kim Kardashian tweets out, we had a rule not to show our home on social media. So can we allow Keeping Up with the Kardashians filming in our house now?
So they're fighting?
She tweets that.
Why is she tweeting that?
Why does she call him
or talk to him? Tommy Lee having a domestic dispute on social media?
Fucking how stupid is that?
Very.
Well, I read an article that Chris is very worried about Kanye's erratic behavior.
She denies that.
Fake.
I think it's totally... How could she not be worried about him?
Well, that's
how could you be married to that nut?
That's all they do 24/7 is generate shit so that they can put it on that show.
But they don't put real shit on the show like this. This won't be on the show.
Or game social media.
She also tweeted out her vagina today.
She did?
Look at this.
Ooh, nice.
She's been nude like 3 days in a row on social media. Does anyone really care to see her?
I don't mind looking at it. She looks nice there, huh?
Maybe that's her cry for help. Whenever she's bummed out.
I don't know what it is.
She shaves.
What's the point of seeing her nude anymore? She's nude every day.
Doesn't take that much time to look at her nude.
Oh, that's right. She has new eyeshadows. That's why she has to be nude.
I don't care.
So people know. She has eyeshadows.
She's nude.
You can see her fucking.
Oh, I know. Well, Brandon put that up there. He put that up there. You're right, though. She should just tweet out every day a new clip of Kim K Superstar.
60 million followers.
60 million?
60 million.
Oh, my God.
How many of those are bots?
I have no
idea. That's more than the president has.
I never know what
she had a better year.
Instagram followings anymore because the numbers are so huge. It's like, wait, that means like one in every five, six people in the country is following Kim Kardashian? That seems a little hard to believe, but I don't know. Maybe it is.
Really, like, Drew, you need to be nude on some form of social media to get people to follow.
Yeah. Oh, gross.
What are you talking about? You see me nude.
All right. Take those same pictures that Kim did and put them on.
Okay.
I bet you a national tabloid. Like TMZ would pick that up and go, look at this wacky guy that recreated Kim Kardashian's nude shots.
With your head and the hat and everything like that.
Well, most of them are headless.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't do much for me.
Did you see Trump tweeted to Kanye today?
Yeah.
Oh, he did? What say he'd make a great president?
This is what I was saying about Kanye. Like, I agree with what he said regarding Trump because he was getting shit for saying he liked Trump. And his whole point was, I love everybody. I don't have to agree with everything anyone does. That's what makes us individuals, and we have the right to independent thought. And Trump retweeted that and wrote, thank you, Kanye. Very cool.
Very cool.
Kanye, Layla, is distracting me heavily. What's this thing about that Trump is so easy to meet with and Obama was blew him off? It seems to be all about a slight from Obama, that he doesn't like Obama.
Well, remember, Obama was caught on tape saying he's a jackass.
Yeah, because of the whole Taylor Swift thing.
Mm. So we call him a jackass.
The young lady seems like a perfectly nice person.
Well, he was complaining about not being able to meet with Obama. He couldn't get Obama's. He couldn't get any time with Obama.
He's a jackass.
But meanwhile, Kanye's best friend, Jay-Z, is boys with Barack.
Yeah. Oh, well.
I don't know.
Kanye's erratic.
I'm kind of embarrassed that we're even talking about this. It's all so dumb. But why don't you get us out of here, Brandon?
That's what he wants.
Okay. I'm starving. I know Trudy's starving.
I know.
The Hall Financial Hotline shut down for the evening. Safely. Safely shut down the Hall Financial Layla! She hears the music. She knows the show's over.
Oh, I just came across the dumbest headline.
What?
James Comey poses for selfie after landing in Washington, D.C. Who would want to take a selfie with James Comey?
Wow. I have no idea. I don't know. It's all so bizarre.
Yeah. The world's gone mad.
It's been mad.
Okay, it's gone stupid.
It really has.
I think we're beyond the... Are we beyond the anger part to where everything's just stupid?
Pretty much. That's kind of how I feel. Yeah. I don't know. I love it when there's a good story to talk about. I feel like there's always a pile of stupidity every day.
Yeah.
Crazier the better.
Stupid's fun.
Like the serial killer guy today. That was a great story. I mean, it's fun to dig into that. And
or the guy that teased the bear conclusion. The shark. Dylan.
Dylan!
Dylan!
You son of a bitch.
I can't believe that guy can't pull chicks.
Maybe he doesn't want to.
Well, I should have asked him if he can pull dudes. Hey, didn't think about that. All right, tomorrow, Trudy, day 5. Will she make it?
Ooh, I don't know.
5 days in a row. Wow.
5 day week. Wow, that's killing me.
Maybe we'll be able to check in with Maz. I don't know. And we'll see what else is going on. You got to get that dog to shut up. Have a good one, everybody. Like us on Facebook. Rate us on iTunes. Rate us on Facebook. Just give us love every chance you get. See you.
Dylan! You son of a bitch.